The ice is gonna break!
The pink elephant, please.
I'm sorry, buddy. It don't count unless you're behind the line.
What? I was behind the line.
Not hard.
I was standing right here with my girlfriend. Now, the pink elephant, if you please.
No way.
It doesn't matter, Pete.
It matters. I won a pink elephant for my girlfriend.
Why don't you just, get lost, pal?
Elephant. Quickly.
Didn't you hear me? Weirdo.
You're listening to Nowhere Moment, film, television, pop culture. It's where you find it.
Take it down, Tiger.
Please.
Take the pink elephant. Please, no. Forgive me.
Gentlemen, he's a freak! A freak! I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. I want to know right now, will it be? I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. Will it be? Yes, or will it be?
Hey, turn down the music for a minute. Hey, would you turn down the music for a minute?
Dude,
would you turn down the fucking music for a minute? Jesus! Whoa. This is fucking bullshit! I have been here all goddamn day, and you haven't let me say one thing. None of you.
Well, damn, Mitch,
Oh, no, asshole. You shut the fuck up now. It's my turn to talk. You're all fucked in the head. All of you. I mean you. Change your fucking tampon and have another drink, you crazy fucking bitch. And you.
Well, I don't know what to be when I grow up. Join the fucking army or something. Goddamn.
Oh, and you. You know what? You're too easy. And you. Fuck you, Monty. Always gotta be right with your little quips. We get it, man. You're fucking edgy and cool. Yeah, you're the coolest fucking guy at Shenanigans. Woo! That's like being the smartest kid with Down syndrome. Oh, and oh yeah, why aren't you in jail? I mean, what are you, like 13, 14?
She's almost 18.
You know what? This. You all suck. I quit.
Oh, yeah. There is one more thing. You. You are the biggest piece of shit in this entire restaurant. I hope you burn in hell.
Me? What the fuck did I do to you, man? Seriously.
Oh, shit! The goat! The goat, you bastard!
Faggots.
That was the shit!
Thank you.
a rescue helicopter is crap.
Yeah. Now that's what I call an intro, Steven. Hey, everyone. It's me, the J-Strom. It's time for Nora Mulberry. Thank you. If you listen to the show as a podcast, you'd have no idea that we were slightly delayed.
40 minutes?
The podcast starts whenever you want, right, Bill?
I guess so, yeah.
You just hit play and it starts. But, it's 40 minutes late. And I want to thank everyone that waited in the chat room. You know, two people.
I want to thank all the idiots in Heath, Ohio, who can't read a sign that says center lane ending.
Oh.
Yeah, I go 15 minutes from my house to pick up a couple prescriptions for my dad, pick up something to eat for him, because when I'm doing the show, he's sitting in his room watching his Hulu, his stories. And, you know, I thought it would just be a quick... I told you, what, at like 7:30 that I was going to run out for a little bit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I get up there, and it is at a standstill.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? So I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting, and I'm getting upset. I'm starting to get pissed off. And I finally get up to a sign where it says center lane ending, and I was like, oh, yeah. That's
oh,
what
crap.
The people that never pay attention to the road signs, road construction, they're like, oh, I'll just stay in this lane until I can't stay in it anymore, and then I'll get over.
Yeah, like, they wait till the last possible minute. Yeah, I know. Well, let me start this out with, I am the J-Strom. Welcome
Where
to Nora Mulberry.
I can hardly hear you.
Oh,
what
you
happened?
Can. Wait, what? Testing.
I can't hear anything.
Bill.
There we go. Now I can hear me.
Oh, okay. You can hear you? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear myself back.
Wait, what? What about now?
Okay.
What the hell just happened?
It's starting to go away. Yeah, it's away now.
Test.
What the hell just happened?
My cursor accidentally hit the wave meter.
Ah.
I think I knocked it up or down or something.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so everything's okay now?
Yeah, everything sounds okay. It just
okay,
disappeared there for a second.
Strange. Damn new sound card, I discover something weird every time. But is the sound okay now?
Yeah, it says it's fine now in the chat room.
Do I sound okay to you?
Yeah, you sound perfect.
Okay, I can hear you too. Well, hello everyone, I'm the J-Strom. Welcome to Nowhere in Mulberry. Every week we try to talk about film, television, pop culture. When I say we, I mean myself and Steven, the pop culture zealot. Hey, Steven.
Hello.
Steven, who just walked in also. And we also have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill? We already heard how Bill's doing.
Yeah, I've... Oh, man. And, I felt so bad. Oh, no, I'm trying to zip home really quick because I was like, oh, come on. Because the clock just kept ticking, and you texted me twice, and I'm like, I can't text him when I'm on these back roads. So I grab the phone, and I call you. And as I'm talking to you, I'm like a mile from the house. You know, it's back roads, country, zipping in and out. And these two raccoons, they weren't old. They were like young, babyish raccoons go running across the road. One got by, and I just clunked the other one.
Oh,
I felt it on the bottom of the car, and I was on the phone with you, and I was like, oh, no, I just killed a raccoon.
No.
I feel so bad now because there were two of them. It's like the other one's going to be like, hey, come on, what's wrong? Wait, oh my God.
Oh, man.
All I could think of was the raccoons.
These little children, they fast, boy.
Yeah, and over the hedge, the dad and the daughter.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, I just killed William Shatner, Avril Lavigne.
God damn!
Oh man.
So yeah, you're talking to a raccoon murderer.
No, Bill, it was an accident.
Accidental homicide.
It was an accident, and it is a raccoon. I mean, it's a nuisance, but I still feel terrible.
This is fucking bullshit!
Just hearing that thunk. On the bottom of the car.
I could have sworn, like, before, like, there's armadillos in Texas, hitting one and seeing it just spinning on its shell, like, like, holy shit. I go, it's fine. You know, it rolls up into a ball, right?
Yeah, yeah. Armadillos are those things you could shoot with a gun and it would still be fine.
It's like a little speed bump.
Yeah. Why aren't you in jail?
I hope you guys enjoyed the intro there.
I felt like the 4th of July.
I tried to go overboard. You know what's? I was working on the show literally until 8 o'clock, and then when you guys, it was so anticlimactic when no one was here to do the show yet, because I was like, and final. I finally finished the final clip, and let's go. And
yeah, I'm leaving my house at 8 o'clock.
Oh, no, asshole, you shut the fuck up now. It's my turn to talk.
He likes to be fashionably late.
Well, I'm just glad we're here, you know?
No, the plane coming in had mechanical issues, so I was supposed to have been here 3 hours earlier, but...
When I hear mechanical issues, I just go, you know what? I'm going to stay and wait for the next plane.
Well, the person operating the jet bridge lifted up the jet bridge when the door was open, and it popped one of the bolts on the hinges, so they had to drill it out and put a new one in.
I
have no idea.
Getting a new
what
airplane.
I just hear bridge, and I think bridge to total freedom, Scientology.
Ah, yes.
Someone popped their nut.
Yeah, and then I get to DFW here, and I can't find my car, so I'm wandering around sweating. I feel
you
like
couldn't
the night...
find your car?
No.
Did it move?
I always write down where I park, because with American Airlines, they have got like 3 terminals they come in on, so you may not come back on the same terminal you left out of.
There it is.
Nice. You got one of those rice burners, don't you?
So I wind up finding it.
That's Stephen's answer. He doesn't like to admit that he drives a rice wagon.
I do.
Rice burner.
Oh, rice burner.
Get lost.
Nice little Nissan.
Yeah, what is it there? No,
yeah,
I'm trading
my Lincoln in for a Ford with better gas mileage. I can't afford the V8 anymore. When you have to buy only premium gas and the thing sucks it at, like, I think anywhere from 15 to 18 miles a gallon, I just can't afford it right now. It's like it's $4, like $4.30 to fill a gallon, and I end up, it almost costs like $70 to fill it up every time, every week, and I just can't do it anymore. So I'm trading it in for like a Ford Fusion or some shit.
Cool.
I haven't decided yet. I got to go there on Tuesday and look around.
You know what's crazy is I didn't think we were going to have any voicemail, but I got lots of voicemail like in the last 10 minutes before the show started. I think this is an Adam voicemail. I'm not sure because I didn't get to listen to it. I downloaded like a bunch. I'm like 4 at the same time. And if you send them via NIM podcast, it just says memo. Or something like that. So let's see if this...
vital importance.
This is either Adam or Rick, so let's check it out. Voicemail!
What's up, Nowhere Mulberry? It's Adam from the Bay Area. Well, it was nice to hear a good new NIM this week. Ross and I synced up our iPhones and iPods and goodies, and we just chilled out and worked, and it was really nice to be giggling and laughing at the same thing and talking about NIM while we listened, and we had a few discussions about NIM and about how much we enjoy it and about how just nice it was to get a new one. So anyways, Rick's voicemail was hilarious. It was really, really funny, and you guys played off of it very well. And it was nice. The only bummer about the landfill episode, the entertainment landfills, is like I don't see any movies anymore, like in the theaters. So it's like, man, I wish I could get out and see some of these. But at least now I really, really want to see them. And I can't really think of anything else specific other than that off the top of my head. I know I talked to Jason the other day, and I was messaging him, and I said that I told him some of the parts I thought were cool. But anyways, man, it was nice to hear a new episode, and it's Friday. Here we are. I'm hoping that there's a show tonight. So anyways, hopefully this sends some sort of kinetic wave to your guys' brain all the way across all the states, and you guys get with it and do another show. So anyways, have a good night, and if not tonight, we'll hear from you some other time, I guess. All right, bye.
All right, thank you, Adam. Hey, we got it. We got the voicemail. It didn't matter when it came in, right, Bill?
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is, I was stressing out while doing the things, and I like getting voicemail,
But as I'm trying to furiously edit my phone, you know, it does a little chime, and I look and go, oh, shit, I got another voicemail. I don't have time for this. I just start freaking out. You guys don't get to see that part, though.
No, I don't.
All right, we have another voicemail, this one from Ross. Let's check it out.
Hey, Mulberry guys. It's Ross from the great state of California. Just calling in to say hi. I haven't talked to you guys in a long time. I was sitting here thinking to myself that I am a horrible fan. Here I do. All I
He's
do
a horrible
is
man?
Fan. All the limb gold that you guys put out every week. And I haven't called in like months. You know, I'm sorry. I know you guys have missed me, and Adam keeps giving me guilt trips every time he sees me. He's like, you gotta call in, man. You gotta call in. And then when I don't call in or give him some excuse, he just looks at me with shame, and it's really affected our friendship. Anyway, so I'm just calling to catch up. You know, we've got about a year of content we need to talk about. So, Dollhouse. Canceled. That sucks. Geez. You know, I like that one, but yeah. Other than that, I think I remember why I don't call in that much. I don't have anything good to say.
Oh, come on!
All right.
How was your day?
I'm gonna go drink some more. Bye, guys.
Oh dear. All right. Well, thank you for that, Ross. We have another voicemail. This one from Sean.
Hey, Mulberry guys, it's Sean in L.A. Hopefully this voicemail makes it in time for your show tonight.
Just in time.
Just want to say thanks for all the birthday wishes last week. Having a new episode of Mulberry was the best birthday gift I could ever ask for. Yeah, seriously, it was really great to hear you guys talk to each other, and just, it was great having another show. It's been a while, but you guys went back, fit right back into your groove, and didn't miss a beat. So had a really good time listening to the show. Like I said on Facebook, I loved the intricate knowledge of Dawson's Creek that you guys have. Very important stuff to know. Yeah, just really good show.
Pretty sad,
I'm really happy to hear you guys doing another show tonight.
Maybe.
Don't really have much else to say, so just I'll say, as always, have a great show. Looking forward to listening to it next week. And you guys take care. All right, love you. Bye.
Thank you, Sean. Love you too, man. Thanks for sending that voicemail. And we have another one. This one from a Zach. One of the many Zachs we know from Facebook.
Which Zach?
Oh, okay. Hi, Nowhere in Mulberry.
Hi, Zach.
Not Zach Parks, but the other Zach. Yeah, I show up in the chat sometimes. So I'd say hi, since I've never called. And, I got a whole lot of nothing. Other than stuff going on at Comic-Con, and, here I am in Tennessee, bored off my ass. Waiting another week for the Dark Knight. Yeah. So, Leno spoiled that shit. Hooray! Oh, actually,
Leno or Letterman?
Not, it wasn't Leno, it was Yeah, it was the other guy.
Can we just blame Leno? Right,
I think it's funny, everybody's pointing at him, saying he spoiled it, but if you listen closely, Anne Hathaway actually gives a bigger spoiler, in my opinion. And I'm not going to say it, but she like briefly goes over it, and I was sitting there watching it going, holy shit, I just got ruined. Yay. So, really, that's the only news I have on my mind right now. So I got, like, a whole week to think about whether or not those two statements are legit.
I don't think they are.
And then I get to go see it and probably get disappointed, but early reviews are saying it's amazing. So I was hopefully wondering if you could list what your expectations were for The Dark Knight Rises and how pumped you were for it. So I guess since this is my first time calling, I'll have to say, I'll see you when I see you, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, Zach, thanks for that. My expectations of the new The Dark Knight, the new Batman movie, I expect it to be as good as the last one.
That's all you can ask, you know?
I expect it to be as good as that. And
I didn't think the last one was really I mean, there's some people that like go on and on and on about how great it is, but I think Heath Ledger was great. I think there's some really wonderful moments in it, but I didn't think it was the end all be all of the Batman films.
Well,
I
thought it might Batman be because Begins you've seen
was
it
a little better.
How many times have you seen it? Because after you see it a lot, you start to go, well, you know,
let's see, maybe three or four times.
I love how grown up it is. It's a great movie.
That's the key to the Nolan films is how grown up they are.
Yeah, it's a great Batman movie.
I would love more grown up comic book fare.
I would take that over any of the other Batman movies. I love Batman Begins also. I love them. I love them.
You know what? I love what Tim Burton did, and I love how bizarre they are, but I mean, they're not my favorite Batman films.
Maybe back then I convinced myself I liked those Batman, but then later
they are a product of their time.
Yeah. Excuse me.
You know, I still like to put on Batman Returns just to laugh at.
I mean, what about Batman Forever with Val Kilmer?
Can you get any better than Penguin Pallbearers? No.
What about the Batman Forever with Val Kilmer? What did you think of that one?
You know what? I didn't think it was that bad.
That's not bad.
I thought Jim Carrey was appropriately over the top for the
Tommy Lee Jones was awful, though.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Lee Jones didn't know. He was just getting a paycheck.
He's like, I'm the Joker? Yeah, okay. Just act like that.
Yeah.
And, of course, Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin is it's a certain level of camp. That it's more emulating the Batman TV series.
It's no movie I don't want to see that version of Batman ever. You know what I mean?
I saw it twice, and that's really all I needed, but I didn't hate it.
Why did you see it twice?
Because it wasn't made in a way that was serious. It was so friggin' campy and so stupid that I think, honestly, Joel Schumacher thought he was doing an Adam West Batman movie.
No, but why did you see it twice?
I probably caught it on HBO.
Oh, okay.
I never saw it in a theater. Never. If I would have saw it in a theater, I probably would have been pissed
off. Well, why did it go from Batman Forever to then that one? Because he did Batman Forever. Why did he say, hey, you know what? I'm going to throw this all in the shitter for the next movie.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, my God. No way.
What?
Sage Stallone is dead?
Yes. I just read that.
I just saw that on Facebook. Oh, my God. That's horrible.
I know. What the hell? I don't know.
Because he was actually a kind of a talented, kind of indie, crazy grindhouse filmmaker.
I didn't know. That's pretty sad.
But that's terrible. Sounds like he got into the wrong group. Wow. Poor guy. It's really sad.
Yeah, it is. We'll talk more about Batman soon, but I do think...
I just saw that, and it shocked me. Sorry.
I know, me too. I saw that on Facebook. But, like, out of all the Batman movies, of course, we go to see them all when they come out in the theater.
Of course, yes.
Batman and Robin is the worst, I would say. I'd take the Adam West version any day over that. You know, when I was a kid... Vanessa and I would watch Batman and Robin, and we'd put towels in our shirts, and we'd be Batman and Robin. Of course, I'd be Batman.
You mean the Batman, the original, Adam West.
Yeah, Batman with Adam West. And Batman and Robin is just bad, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's
Ice
not
to
good
See
movie.
You and all that. It's not. It's an abomination. But
see, I haven't seen it enough to call it that.
It's an abomination. And it's got Bane in it also.
It does. You're right.
That's one thing that I didn't read any of the Batman comics with Bane, so I don't know what any of that's about. I don't know what kind of villain he is. You know, I know in the comics he looked like a Mexican wrestler, and they kind of made him look different in there. He's more like a terrorist, you know?
Yeah.
And he's kind of he's Lord Humongous from the Road Warrior. That's what Andy was saying.
Hassless chaps.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. No, that's Wes, right?
Oh, that is Wes, sorry.
Yeah.
Lord Humongous has the hockey mask.
Yeah.
All right.
You disobey me. Yeah, I love Humongous.
Now, that movie you've seen a million times.
I want to see the Road Warrior prequel where Humongous, the weightlifter, before the apocalypse... You know, gets in shape, you know, he starts working out. And then when the Armageddon happens or whatever, you know, fuel and all that, he finds a way to recruit all these bikers to join him. Come and join me. I am the Lord Humongous.
All the people that were at Gold's Gym with him, or
he was a school teacher before.
Yeah, I wonder who was Humongous before it all happened.
He was probably like a Mr. Minnesota or something.
You're all fucked in the head, all of you.
Hey. All right, we have another voicemail. This one from Todd. Hey, Todd, what's up?
Hey, guys, from Nowhere Mulberry. This is Todd from the ATL. Hanging out today with my little man, Remy. It was Daddy Sunday today. We went to Legoland earlier.
I saw that picture.
By the little guy and dad, too. So we're just hanging out here at the playground. So while he's running around, I figured I'd give you guys a call for the show tonight. Had one question.
Okay.
I know that Steven's got many drops, and that Bill has a few, but I'm wondering, is there any drops of Jason at all? And I guess I can't say ever since I've started listening to the show that I've ever heard a drop that was like Jason.
Hmm.
Or the J Strum, shall we say.
So he's right.
Answer that question if you don't mind, and play him, because I'd love to hear him. And, hope you guys have a great show. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Todd. There are a couple of Jason drops. They don't get played often. I don't know why. Maybe they're not that good.
Foggy has something about embarrassing me and Steven.
There's this
Jason's
one.
Jason's painting him off.
You guys have heard this one before. Okay. That's way back in the day. And then
that's rare. That's seriously rare. That's like a discovery that needs to be paid for.
Then there's the, yeah. Yeah, you guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Jason.
And then there's just random drops of people saying Jason, you know.
That sounded like Hans Gruber.
Jason.
Yep, you're right. That is Alan Rickman from Galaxy Quest.
Yes.
Good ear there, sir.
Because what's his name in that? Tim Allen's name in Galaxy Quest, yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
I need to watch Galaxy Quest.
Who's that, Jason?
Excuse me? Oh, and there's these, Bill. See if you remember this.
Left channel.
Right channel.
Smack dab in the middle!
Yep. So
I remember making that.
Then there's
Jason.
Hey, it is Friday the 13th, you guys.
Don't you remember?
Yeah, I remember you.
Jason, remember?
Yes, I remember.
Don't you remember?
Yes. I was joking about that earlier on Facebook, and I've joked about it on the show earlier. Where, dude, is this still going, Foggy? What the hell?
Jason!
Huh?
What's he doing? Jason!
What? Huh?
Jason! Jason!
That's one of my favorites, too. But in that Friday the 13th, Bill, the way Corey Feldman outwits Jason is by dressing like him as a child. Or
he's the shit out of
him. He really just shaves his head and paints it, you know? And he's like, Jason! And Jason's like, huh? And he tilts his head like a puppy.
He's a mass murdering psychopath, but he's stumped by a little boy.
Yeah, he's like, Jason, it's me. I'm you. And he tilts his head. He's like, dude, trippy.
Excuse me, am I on something?
He totally confuses the hell out of him, doesn't he?
That's the best way to deal with any mass murdering psychopath, is just confuse them.
Why aren't you in jail?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, we have another Ross voicemail. Let's check this out, guys.
Hey, guys, it's me, Ross. I'm doing much better now. I'm sorry about the call before. Just been kind of depressed lately with this whole Viacom thing on DirecTV.
Oh,
I'm
man,
really
no.
missing all the fine programs on the Spike channel and MTV. So, you know, but I'm over it now. I'm doing okay. So I hope you guys are doing good. I miss you guys when you're gone and love you guys when you're here. And the other day I was actually working and Adam was supposed to work with me. We were doing some really horrible work and he bailed out on me to go watch his kids or something like that. And all I had was you guys. And the guy that I was working with, Glenn, he doesn't say much. He just kind of stands there and doesn't talk a lot. But it was okay.
Well, his name's Glenn.
I had my real two or three true friends, Jason, Steven, and Bill. They're the ones that
are
here
last?
For me, even when you guys aren't, because I always have reruns.
Just
Adam is just a long string of the same jokes. I'm getting depressed again. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
How have I not heard about this DirecTV versus Viacom thing?
You haven't heard about it? Well, if you don't have DirecTV, you haven't
heard about it. I do have DirecTV. I just don't pay any attention. I don't watch TV that much.
It's like Tuesday. They removed...
I just brought up what Swanee has to say about
all Nickelodeon is gone. All MTV, VH1, I think VH1.
26 Viacom channels. That's what Swanee is saying.
That's because he's counting standard def and high def. It's really 13, I believe. But MTV, I don't care about. Comedy Central's gone.
How am I going to watch Tosh.0?
You're not.
I never do.
So. Well, here's another thing. Well, DirecTV was like, don't worry. Don't fear, people. You can go stream it online. Well, Viacom took all their online content.
Wow.
So basically, DirecTV saying, Viacom upped the amount that DirecTV has to pay for their channels. And DirecTV saying, well, you know what? Your channels aren't that great. We're not paying that increase. Something like 30%. They said.
Good for them.
Yeah.
This is fucking bullshit.
I don't care. Okay, so it's Spike TV, Comedy Central, Logo. Who the hell watches Logo?
Well, that's for our gay audience.
Goddamn.
Okay, lesbian. I don't even know what Logo stands for. Lesbians, oogling, gay.
Yes.
I have no idea. Why not just like make it GLAAD Network? You know, then you know what it is. Logo.
Well, right? Because it's I think they trick it up. Like, oh, we don't have any.
What is it? GLBT? Gay, lesbian, bi, transgendered.
Yeah, yeah.
Do that. GLBT Network.
Why aren't you in jail?
I would think it's like food. Oh, I love BLTs.
I do too. Yeah.
Logo, okay, Nickelodeon, Nick Jr., Nicktoons,
Emma's
Teen
pissed
Nick.
About that.
You know what? I can't watch iCarly.
Yeah. No, Emma loves, you know, SpongeBob and all that, but I told her, I go, Emma, all this stuff is on Netflix. She was like, oh, yeah, that's true. And Emma started to venture into Cartoon Network area, and she watches a lot of the Disney stations, you know. But I told you about this where she was watching – there's a show called Mad on Cartoon Network. It's like Mad Magazine type show, cartoon or whatever. It's not very good.
It's terrible. I watched about 20 minutes of it today, and it's not funny at all. It's like it's honestly pandering to like a giggly kid that likes farts and –
Yeah, and there's more references in it than a season of Family Guy, isn't there?
Yeah.
Wow.
What was this thing that we were talking about, the Avaturds?
Avaturds. So Emma is crying. She's sobbing. And Heather's like, Emma, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I go in there, too. I'm like, what's going on? Because Emma doesn't cry a lot. You know, someone's really got to hurt her feelings. And she's like, I just saw the most horrible thing on the TV. And it's her. And she's crying. And we're like, what? What did you see? And I was like, oh, crap. She turned it to HBO or Showtime or something. No, she was watching Cartoon Network. Watching
on and... Head exploded.
Jesus. There's a movie called Scanners on. Oh, shit. Damn you, Cronenberg. No, but so she's watching the Cartoon Network, and Matt is doing a spoof called Avaturds.
That's so pretty original.
Yeah, pretty funny. Well, Emma loves Blue's Clues. What kid doesn't in this day and age? You know, Blue's Clues, the show.
What, is 8 years old?
Yeah, Emma's eight.
Yeah, so when that was on, it was in its prime.
Yeah, she still loves Blue's Clues, and sometimes she'll watch it even. You know, I still watch shows I like when I was a kid. Sometimes it's this great feeling you get, when everything was simple in life, you know?
That's why I own the entire collection of G.I. Joe, Transformers, Brave Star. I mean, all that stuff. Awesome. I love watching that stuff.
It's like when we were on YouTube and we watch old commercials and stuff. It's that great feeling you get at a different time. And even though it was a couple years ago, you know, Emma can watch Blue's Clues. Well, on this episode of Avaturds, they had the Na'vi from Avatar. And there was a rabid Blue from Blue's Clues. And they have Neytiri beat it to death with a stick.
While it's yelping and kicking.
Like, nice.
And she has a dog now.
And she has a dog now. And it traumatized Emma. Like, it freaked her out. She asked if I could remove the Cartoon Channel from the guide. And I said, yeah, sure. I'll do that. But, you know, just so you know, I know you love regular show.
Adventure Time.
I know you love Adventure Time and regular show. Are you sure you don't want to watch this? She was like, I do, but I don't want to see that mad show again. And I said, well, you know what? Why don't you record? And she means, like, she doesn't want to see commercials for it. She doesn't want to see anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Give it time, and I bet you you'll be able to go back. And so then today I was like, I got to see what this shit is. And so I'm looking on it. I found it instantly on YouTube, by the way. And then I showed you, Bill, or I told you about it, and you looked at it. And we agree it's not funny, and it's just kind of horrible, right?
It's in it's not funny, and it's in really poor taste.
This is fucking bullshit!
Yeah.
I mean, if you're on Cartoon Network, you're showing in the middle of the day. This is something I would expect from Adult Swim that people get really, really high and then laugh at.
Yeah, it should be blue to death and stick, man.
Yeah, it's like that Tim and Eric Great Job, whatever it is called, where it's just so insanely retarded that you have to be high to watch it.
I've never seen Tim and Eric, but I've heard like other known actors or comedians talk about those guys are brilliant.
No, they're not. They're morons.
It's unwatchable.
The best thing on the show is John C. Reilly does this thing called Steve Brule, and he's basically a retard, and it's funny because it's really funny, but it's horrible. It's a
You're
horrible
all
show.
In the head, all of you.
So is it like edgy and cool, or
no? It uses a lot of like retro graphics and absurdist humor, but it's so far beyond absurdist, it's stupid.
Should Mad be on the Adult Swim stuff? You think
after 10 p.m. Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Okay, we have our final voicemail. This is Rick. Let's see if he's got a Buckaroo Banzai for us. I don't know. I haven't even got to hear this.
I don't think he is. I think he said on Facebook it was just quick.
All right, let's check this out. Hey, Rick.
God damn it. Here's some effing voicemail. I'm a bit busy and shit. But today I wrote it on my list of things to do. Buckaroo Banzai review. So next week, guarantee 100% of Buckaroo Banzai review. And
how do you
until
sound
then,
Nemoidian?
You take some goddamn voicemail.
What's wrong with your face?
I love you guys. Let me add something. Chew on this. Prometheus. Never watching that again. It was just
Did he censor
alien.
Himself?
That's what it was.
Not good enough.
And it was nothing special.
Okay.
I was alright.
Oh.
Don't hate me.
What?
I think he was saying that...
Don't hate him because he doesn't like Prometheus.
Oh, you know what? That's one of those movies that some people either really enjoy or some people just don't. Because
Goddamn!
It's not a... It's not that they don't want to pay attention to it. It just doesn't click for them. I don't, you know, I'm not going to get upset by anybody that doesn't like Prometheus.
Yeah, I mean, there's movies Rick hasn't liked before I've liked, and I've been like, dude, whatever.
Yeah. In fact, I have a feeling he doesn't like Buckaroo Banzai, but like we said, it's kind of an acquired taste over time.
Oh, yeah, totally. If someone said, dude, I watched that Buckaroo Banzai, dude, that movie's awful. I'd go, that's cool.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just like Darkman. I love Darkman. So it was like, that is the dumbest movie I've ever seen. I'd be like, cool. All right. You know,
You know what's great about both of those movies, like either Darkman or Buckaroo Banzai, is once you watch it once, it's in your head. You got to go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep going back, and then you end up loving it.
I love that part where he breaks the dude's finger. Isn't that awesome?
So awesome.
I love the build-up to it. I just...
Take the king off.
In fact, I'm going to ask I'm throwing my Darkman HD DVD in.
Darkman.
With the awesome cover art that I believe Bunny Dojo did.
You know what? I used to have a Darkman poster on my wall next to my bed, like hanging next to my bed to the right. And I would have dreams with that Darkman silhouette in it all the time because that would be the last thing I'd see. And it would trip me out, like, all the time. I'd have that Darkman symbol in my head when I was dreaming. And it was awesome, man.
Not hard.
I love that movie.
Oh, my God. I was such a freak about Darkman. Steven can tell you. Everyone wanted me to shut the hell up about Darkman.
But it's a great movie. And when you're excited about something, you don't want to let it go. You want everyone else to enjoy it, too.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
With Friday Night Lights, if I ever hear no one, if somebody hasn't seen it, it's like I will spend the $80 for the complete season and send it to them.
Oh, totally.
Like my sister Shondell watched the first season. She fell in love with it. She always does stuff like, Clear Eyes, Full Hearts, Can't Lose. And then she made some comment on Facebook like a week ago about how my niece and this little boy she likes, it was a really nice picture silhouetted against the fireworks, and she was like, oh, it's Tim Riggins and Lila, it's a love story. And I was like, when was the last time you watched Friday Night Lights? And she
what
said
season are you watching?
See, I was like, that was kind of a doomed fling. And then she got all angry at me because I was being a party pooper, and I said, you know
Street
what
and Lila.
Yeah, and I was like, you need to watch the entire show. So I ended up buying it for her and sending it to her. And then she called me today, and she was like, what is this for? And I was like, you need to watch it.
You got a real fairy tale going on right now.
They always that's the funny thing about my family is they always question people's motivations.
What is this business
all
about?
Yeah, exactly. I can't just send a gift to my sister. I have to be questioned. Like, what is this for?
Mister?
Are you expecting something in return?
You know what?
Yeah, I expect you to watch it.
You all suck.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Rick, don't send another voicemail until it's a Buckaroo Banzai voicemail. All right, well, guys, let's check out entertainment. Woohoo!
I'm kidding.
Is it Rick in England right now?
I don't know.
I think I saw on his Facebook page that he was going overseas, so that's probably why he didn't have time to do a voicemail or Buckaroo Banzai.
Dude, he could totally walk down the River Thames and...
Walking on the water? Knew it.
No, he just walk down the side.
I won Pink Elephant for my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
That man is a freak.
The Pink Elephant, please.
Oh, yeah, I love that. He's a freak. He's a freak.
He's a freak.
Yeah. So, as we said before, The Dark Knight Rises comes out next week, and I have a feeling that the world will be going Dark Knight crazy. But this week we have Ice Age. Woo! Right?
I lived closer to home and was near either my niece or nephew, I probably would have taken them to see it today.
Yeah, I love that 3D stuff. But I actually have an Ice Age spoiler here from Christopher Walken.
The ice is going to break!
Oh, my God.
Will it kill Scrat?
Damn you! Spoiling the movie for us.
Not hard.
Oh, okay. Now, we'll talk about Batman and stuff after we see it, but I want to talk about this. Was it like a year ago, 6 months? When did we do that first Entertainment Landfill? It was a long effing time ago. But yeah, remember we had a Leonard Maltin review of Daryl. Do you guys remember that?
Data Analyzing Robot Youth Lifeform.
Yes. I love that. Well, now we have a Leonard Maltin review of Rambo 2 or First Blood.
First Blood Part 2.
Yeah. First Blood
that
Part
always
two.
Confused the shit out of me.
Rambo, First Blood Part 2. And I remember James Cameron wrote the screenplay. Or at least he wrote one of the passes. I'm sure Sylvester Stallone was like, hey, yo, I'm going to rewrite all this shit. You know, I guarantee you he did that. But let's go ahead and check
he's an auteur.
Yes. Let's go ahead and check this out. Let's see what Leonard Maltin in 1980-something. Damn, I guess I should have paid attention.
That had to be like 84, 85.
Something like that. Well, Mary Hart tells us how much money it's made also. So let's check this out. It's awesome.
She has great legs.
Yes, she does. They're insured.
It's 85. It was 1985.
Be careful. If you're epileptic, she may give you a seizure right here. So let's check this out.
Sylvester Stallone's Rambo First Blood Part 2, which was released in a record 2,165 theaters, had an Entertainment Tonight projected huge first day.
You know what's funny? On the video for this on YouTube. you see the little tracking symbol go up where the guy's trying to fix the tracking.
Wow, I miss tracking.
It's awesome. Where's the tracking on my Blu-rays? I gotta fix this picture.
Oh my god, do you remember fucking around with that on a bad tape?
Yes. Do you remember tracking? You'd go too far to the right and you have to go back to the left.
Or it would never quite get that little staticky line and you just have to settle.
Oh, I'll just keep that line at the bottom.
Did you get the fancy one that did automatic tracking?
Until like the early 90s.
It had the little arrow thing.
Yeah.
On the line. Yeah, pretty high tech. All right, let's check this out.
Sylvester Stallone's Rambo First Blood Part 2, which was released in a record 2,165 theaters, had an Entertainment Tonight projected huge first-day gross of $4,100,000. And Entertainment Tonight further projects that when the dust settles and all the money is counted on Monday night, Rambo could rack up as much as $25 to $30 million in its first 6 days. But what
That's
did Leonard
huge
Maltin
in 1985.
Think about Rambo? He's here now with his thoughts, his opinions, and his infamous 1 through 10 scale.
Jesus.
So much for dialogue. Now what am I going to do? Sit here and criticize Rambo? What's the point of that? What you see is what you get. Sylvester Stallone is the Vietnam vet's answer to the Incredible Hulk, a one-man army who's sent to Cambodia to look for American MIAs. When I was a kid, I used to watch Superman, and I loved it. Movie audiences today seem to like watching Supermen without the cape and tights. Stallone doesn't even wear much clothing, just a lot of body oil. This is the kind of movie where everything is larger than life, and most of it's shot in huge close-ups, even some of the action. The sound is pretty overwhelming, too. When Rambo uses his bow and arrow, it whooshes by with the force of a hurricane. The bad guy is supposed to be a Russian, but he looks and sounds like a Nazi. The leading lady speaks pidgin English, but looks and sounds like a college graduate.
That's
the
racist.
The movie's just a comic book with enough machine gunning and explosions to last me all year. The one thing it isn't is boring, so I'll give it a 4. And I'm really looking forward to First Blood Part 3.
Oh, Leonard.
Oh, weren't we all?
What's the point of that?
Yeah, what was the point of that? Well, that's what Leonard Maltin thought of Rambo 2. He gives it a 4 out of 10. Damn. Wow.
I thought he gave it 4 out of 5.
No, his
I thought he liked it.
His infamous 1 through 10 scale.
What a douchebag.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
The movie is just a comic book.
Okay. It is just, hey, what do you
He's
guys
too highbrow for comic books, but he likes Superman movies.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Ross in the chat room wants to know if there's any way to listen via an iPhone. Is there a Mixer app
for dialogue?
Basically you go in your Safari browser and go to Mixler.com/NimPodcast and you'll be able to listen to it that way.
All right. There you go, Ross.
But he looks and sounds like a Nazi.
Who, Ross does? Man, that's awful. Why would you say that? Well, guys, we'll talk about The Dark Knight next week.
The movie is just a comic book.
I know. It's Batman.
Screw you, Maltin. You like Gorgo.
What? The hell's that?
Don't you remember? There was an MST3K in the late days.
Oh, yeah.
Really terrible movie.
This is bullshit!
All right, guys, let's do What's on IT, though.
I remember it was a British Godzilla.
That was my Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
That was the shit!
Thank you now.
At least someone's excited about it.
You know what, guys? Let's take a break because I've got to go to the bathroom bad.
Yeah, so do I.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back and get into our TiVo-ness. What do you guys say?
Let's do it.
All right. All right, Digna. We'll see you on the flip side. What?
Wow. Here we go.
Don't be alarmed. It's only a laser sword fight. Don't be scared. It's only the Death Star destroying another world. Relax. It's only a movie, and it's all for fun. Director George Lucas and 20th Century Fox present Star Wars. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Well, who baked those marvelous cookies?
I did.
Who baked those present rolls?
Miss Joan Ruth Bradshaw, me.
Who baked those cinnamon rolls? We'd really like to know.
He did.
I did.
With Bill's Berry Pop and Fresh Dough.
You know, I never realized how much fun it is to bake. Watching fresh dough rise up into piping hot cinnamon rolls, ready for Pillsbury special icing. The only trouble is, we eat them as fast as I can bake them.
Yes, we bake those marvelous cookies.
Sure did.
She baked those present rolls.
Mm-hmm.
He baked those cinnamon rolls.
That's right. I did it.
New glasses to go. Now at participating McDonald's.
You're the one. It's glasses to go at McDonald's. You're the one. From Mayor McKee to Ronald.
The new McDonald Lamb action series of glasses to go. With Ronald and his friends. Now at McDonald's.
This week you can get a Big Mac glass at participating McDonald's. Just order a medium-sized soft drink for 49 cents plus tax and ask for the glass. Offer good until June 12th.
I'm Steve Lawrence, and I gotta tell you, whether I'm singing, doing comedy, or a straight dramatic role, those close TV camera angles are really tough. So naturally, my teeth just have to be their whitest. For me, it's easy. I use Pepsodent. Pepsodent not only gets my teeth their whitest, and you can't beat that, it's also low in abrasion. Believe me, I know. Teeth that need to be their whitest need Pepsodent.
We both know. Pepsodent's terrific.
Machine's good as new.
So's my Victrola.
Grandpa, you're worse than the kid. Your jacket.
Just a little oil.
A lot of pre-treating.
Don't pre-treat. Use concentrated oil with bleach, borax, and brighteners.
Oily dirt needs pre-treating.
Well, no detergent gets out everything. But concentrated oil has extra cleaning power.
To get out oily dirt?
Better than other leading detergents.
Joni, it's clean.
Kyle's gone.
Concentrated oil concentrates on cleaning.
This family is about to discover a powdered drink mix that's just bursting with flavor.
Hawaiian Punch.
Wow. Hey, kids. Want a delicious powdered drink mix for Hawaiian Punch?
It's bursting with flavor.
Wow.
Hawaiian Punch powdered drink mix is bursting with a full, rich taste of Hawaiian Punch. And now it comes in two new delicious flavors, orange and lemonade punch.
Hawaiian Punch powdered drink mix.
It's bursting with flavor.
It happened on April 15th, 1976. Before filming, Jackie put on her Max Factor waterproof makeup, her blush, her cream on eyeshadow, and her Super Lash Maker comb on mascara, and went to work. She came out of the water 15 times without a touch-up, and take after take, her look stayed soft and natural and beautiful. Our waterproof face. Performance tested, and only by Max Factor.
This is the Pine Sol that cleans the dirt and cuts the grease and kills the germs that can cause the odors in your house. This is the Pine Sol that cleans the grime and stops the mold and mildew, too, in your house. This is the Pine Sol that cleans the rooms and kills the germs and leaves a scent so fresh and clean in your house. Let Pine Sol liquid clean, disinfect, and deodorize anywhere in your house. Right after Barney Miller, there's a fire at the Fishes.
Oh, God.
Could Victor be the firebug?
This is a group home run by the state, and these children are under my supervision.
Go Fish!
It's Fish.
tomorrow at 9:30, 8:30 Central and Mountain, right here on ABC.
Good evening. Restaurants like this have made deep-fried French fries a favorite. Now McCain bring you Super Fries. French fries you make at home in the oven, but give you that same deep-fried flavor and crispness. Right now, when you buy two bags of McCain Super Fries, send the two Super Fries labels to this address, and we'll send you a coupon good for another bag free.
New McCain Super Fries. You make them in your oven and get deep-fried flavor and crispness without deep frying.
Carpet tones for you and you and you too, whoever you are, wherever you are. You'll get a beautiful tan and beautiful skin with Carpet Tone.
Whether your skin is dark, fair, or somewhere in between, there's a Carpet Tone to let you tan fast, not burn, and help keep your skin looking beautiful.
Carpet tones for you. Get a beautiful tan and beautiful skin with Carpet Tone.
This is a 1932 Chevrolet Cabriolet, built when every car was unique in character. Person cherished his car, perhaps because he felt it reflected his own special qualities.
I feel that way about my 1977 Monte Carlo. Today, it's harder to find an original, but it still makes sense to look for the real thing. Chevrolet Monte Carlo. There's no other car quite like it. I like that.
Kentucky Fried Chicken extra crispy. You crunch with every bite. And if I crunch a time or two, you'll help me out a mite. Now, I've been painting fences, but there's one thing I have found. The job gets done much faster when extra crispy is around. It's America's country good meal. Kentucky Fried Chicken. America's country good meal.
Sears National Automotive Values. Sears Best heavy-duty shocks. Even Joey Chitwood stunt cars didn't wear out in a whole season are now on sale. Sears Steady Riders save $16 on a set of four. Only $8.99 each.
Want a good radial tire at a good low price? Get a Sears Guardsman radial from $29.88 to $49. They're our lowest-priced radials. Backed by Sears. Guardsman. At Sears.
You know how fast I am. I was first in the sack race, first in the fighting contest, and now I'm the first one with a headache and an upset stomach. I do believe I need some fast relief.
Here it comes, upset stomach and aching head. A plop, plop, fizz, fizz is fast, fast. For heartburn alone, try Alka-Two. The one you chew.
Oh, what a relief, dear, you're fast, fast, fast.
Things clean and simple in my life and on my hair. Earthborn's the only thing I use to make things natural there.
All I use is Earthborn shampoo. Non-alkaline and low pH for a more natural cleaning condition. Clean and simple.
Yes, Earthborn is the only thing I trust upon my curls. When it gets cleaned down to basics, I'm a down-to-Earthborn girl.
We're still the one that will take you away. Still the one that's gonna make your day. You're still having fun and we're still the one. Of love I sing, la 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 la. But you've got rings around the ka-la-la.
My powder didn't work.
Those dirty rings. You tried scrubbing, even spraying, and still you've got ring around the collar. Try Whisk. Whisk sinks in and starts to clean before you start to wash. Then get your whole wash really clean.
No more ring around the collar. La.
Use Whisk around the collar for ring around the collar.
Thursday.
Brown, we got a bank robbery.
Can I help you?
Barney Miller. Then Fish goes berserk when his car is stolen.
God loves you.
If he loved me, I wouldn't be here.
It's Fish, right after Barney Miller.
Tomorrow, starting at 9, 8 Central and Mountain on ABC.
You're the Pepsi generation. Come and have a Pepsi day. Come on, come on, come on and taste the Pepsi way. Come on, come on, come on and have a Pepsi day. Wrap a thirsty smile around it. Raise a Pepsi up and down it. Come on, come on. Come on, come on.
think an economy car means zipping around like a turtle with bad knees, think again.
Have a nice day at work, Wally.
Now there's Datsun's spicy new 200SX. This sporty little Datsun 5-speeder is such a ball to drive. Some folks go out of their way to find the longest way to go.
Hi, Wally.
I'm gonna have me some fun.
Let's get the ball rolling, shall we?
All right, guys, we're back. Now let's do What's on our TiVo. Woohoo! I hope Bill's back.
I am.
We're not going to talk about a lot of shows this week because I didn't get to. I still haven't got to watch a single episode of Falling Skies. Are you guys all caught up on that?
Yes, sir.
Mostly, and I'm honestly a little disappointed.
Oh dear!
Started out very promising.
Last week you were happy with it.
In this most recent episode, I just caught up. I just watched two episodes. That's just a little like,
Well, you know, it's just one episode. What the hell, man?
That's true.
But, what?
Well, I watched two episodes, but it just, you know, I was hoping for it to go one direction and it's going another. So,
yes.
I was just like, wait a second.
Well, hey, I haven't got to watch any of it, so get me excited. Come on, it's pretty awesome, right?
It's so freaking cool.
Woo!
I can't even tell you how cool it is. You won't be disappointed at all.
Nice.
This is fucking bullshit.
Hey.
Well, at least someone knows what's right.
Now, guys, Gordon Ramsay behind bars. You know, we're all watching MasterChef. We're all watching Hell's Kitchen. Love those shows. A little behind on them. So we're going to catch up on those and talk about them later. But since two episodes of Gordon Behind Bars are on YouTube... I don't know if you got a chance to watch it.
They're being really... I don't know who's putting them up, but they're being really diligent about it. Like, the next day after it aired, it was up there.
Yeah, and it's good quality, too.
Yeah, I had downloaded it from the box, the British BitTorrent site, and I was all pissed off because I wasted some of my ratio on it when somebody already had it up on YouTube.
Oh, shit. And the thing is, the third episode's broken up into five-minute chapters, and that annoyed me. It's like, what is this shit? Ugh.
Now, wait a second. Did somebody not know how to upload it?
I don't know. Yeah, it was a different person, so...
Oh, okay. Right.
Always gotta be right with your little quips!
What?
No, I'm not.
Was he talking to you or me?
I don't know, but it's worrisome.
Oh, no, asshole! You shut the fuck up now! It's my turn to talk!
I didn't do anything
to
him.
Take the floor, have him say something.
I didn't shoot a movie 3 years ago and still not release it.
Oh, yeah. Why aren't you in jail?
Hey, dude, you stop talking bad about that movie.
I'm not talking bad about it. I'm genuinely excited about it, but he should use a little less of the Asian girl in the trailers because she's terrible.
Who?
In that 5... What is it?
52577.
Yeah. It's just
that
his Asian girlfriend
that.
Is like, you fell in love with Star Wars. It's just this... really bad line delivery.
She doesn't look Asian at all.
She doesn't?
No.
She looks like part Asian, doesn't she?
Nope.
Okay.
You're all fucked in the head.
All right, I must be.
What
but I am excited about the movie. I love the idea of him making, like, his versions of, like, 2001 and Jaws and all that. That fascinates me. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I'm not bad-mouthing it at all.
You better not.
Well, I don't know what to be when I grow up.
I'll always join the effing army or something.
This is fucking bullshit!
Gordon Ramsay behind bars. Let's go ahead and check this out.
I hope you burn in hell.
Hey!
Did a prisoner say that to him?
I think I know who you're talking about. Why does... That girl doesn't look Asian to me. I don't know why. That's bothering
me. Really?
Goddamn!
You're racist. Why don't you like Asian people, Bill?
I didn't say that.
You don't like her because she's Asian.
No, I don't like her because she's giving really, really bad line readings.
Wow.
One, two, three. Go and eat it.
Oh, that's her right there. You're right. She does sound Asian.
It's terrible.
All right, let's check this out.
I come from a rough background, and I saw a lot of shit growing up. I had to see the devastation on my mum's face when she came back from young offenders prison to wish my little brother happy birthday on his 18th. Then he progressed to a big prison.
I know the human cost of prison. But what frustrates me is that the taxpayer forks out 38 grand a year to keep each of Britain's 88,000 prisoners banged up. Yet only 10% of them do any full-time work.
My plan's pretty straightforward. This is about getting them working. Off their arse and then working.
I'm going to try and set up a business behind bars. Getting prisoners cooking on the inside to sell on the outside.
We're going to make some fairy cakes. What's the secret of a good fairy cake?
It's a fucking clue, but I like it.
I've been myself 6 months inside one of Britain's toughest prisons.
What do they say? You are making it hard.
They want you off the course. And I don't want you off the course. We can't go back on that wing and act like King Dick.
This is a guy he's talking to named Jerome. And, you know, basically he's chosen 12 guys to cook in his brigade to earn money in prison, right?
So he wants to revamp the system.
Yeah,
they don't do anything.
Right.
And he wants them to earn something back for the prison while they're there.
They have a pretty cush lifestyle in that prison.
Honestly, I was shocked. If that's what prison's like, I'll go out and commit a crime.
Well, they stay in their cell a lot.
They don't have to do anything.
Yeah, they come out to eat. So his idea is to have them earning, because it's not right that they just
live off the state, live off the country.
Yeah, they're a bunch of freeloaders, and they are
That's why the repeat offending is so high, because they can't operate outside of the prison because they're so used to being handed everything.
Yeah, and also they act like big babies when they don't get their way.
Huge babies.
They're used to getting their food when they want it and all that. There was one guy when Gordon said, "All you're going to eat in here now," and he was like, "I eat in my cell. And
I want my sauces."
Yeah, he has his sauces he puts on his food, and he quit because he was so pissed off at that it upset his way of life or whatever.
They've been institutionalized.
Right.
It's kind of like Brooks whenever he gets released from prison.
Brooks was here.
Yeah.
And so this guy Jerome, he's fine around Gordon, and he's respectful of Gordon, and he does what he says. But he's always cussing at the guards and stuff, so he gets in trouble. So Gordon's trying to keep him from getting taken out of the program, but he keeps doing shit to get in there. And there's one point where he talks to one of the head guys, Bill, and he's like, I thought he was going to be in my group, and you guys locked him up. And the guy corrects Gordon and goes, "We didn't lock him up. He got himself locked up." And he's like, "Oh, okay." You know, the guy's like, "I'm not doing it to be a dick. It's because he has a trouble with authority. You understand
exactly
that?" So let's check this out. Oh, and there's when Gordon leaves for a bit. It reminds me of, like, children, you know. He leaves to go check on Jerome. When he comes back, they've eaten some of the food that they've made. And so he gets pissed off about that. Because it's all to sell.
Yeah.
Keep your mouth shut. I tried to ignore them, but they... When it's time to bang up, they all call Noel Nix's name. They'll call mine all the time. Samuels.
But listen to me. You get kicked off this, then where do we go? Don't fight against them. It's the system.
Right.
Okay?
Let's go.
I've been sticking my neck out for this lot all along, but they keep letting me down.
So that tarp goes back in there, yeah?
Where's that tart? You ate it. Honestly, guys, I mean, you make it difficult for me. Why did you eat it?
All I've got was chips for my lunch.
Who else has eaten the tart?
He was hungry.
You've eaten one as well. Why have you eaten one? So you think stuffing your face is better than selling it and getting money in here to keep you in here?
There's enough time to fill up one. I'll cook another one. I'll fill up a ten.
It's the first rule of business. Don't eat your profits.
I need those orders. You've eaten them. I didn't expect that from you. I didn't expect that from you. The rule I ask you, but don't eat anything.
Every step of the way, it keeps flooding back to me. I'm trying to set up a business with a bunch of criminals. These guys better not let me down. The baking might be finished, but tomorrow, they've got 300 cakes to ice. 2 hours until the opening of the bakery, and my bad boys have got in touch with their feminine side.
That's nice. A little love heart outsmarts.
Yeah.
A bit romantic?
Yeah, to a certain degree, yeah.
But there's always one who has to go too far.
Lick me. Who put lick me on a cake? Yeah. You want someone to lick you? Jesus Christ almighty. Let's go.
You know what I thought was crazy, Bill? Is he had his female assistant working with him in there.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's around a bunch of cons, and some of them are violent.
Who knows what they... We don't really get into what all of them did. I know there's some robbery.
Yeah, it's a rough place that he's already established that was a little scared at times. Why does he have his female assistant there around all those guys? And they even showed some female guards. They would never have that in America in a man's prison, would they?
Yeah, they do.
They do. Oh, okay. That's crazy.
They might not in what do they call this? Supermax?
This is bullshit.
But I do know there are female guards in male prisons. So
wow.
And they may not interact in the same way male guards do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
I just thought it was weird.
I find this show incredibly fascinating, just as like a voyage into the mind of a criminal, like just how truly emotionally and maturely stunted they are.
Right. There was that one guy who's real violent. He's 45. They said something like he'd been arrested 79 times or something.
Yeah.
And
isn't that the guy that wanted his sauces?
Yeah. And he comes back because Gordon asked him to. Because
he's the best cook he has.
There's this one guy who is getting on his nerves. And so he gets in a fight with him. And Gordon says, okay, I'm sorry, you're done. I can't have you in here anymore. And he goes, oh, it's not like I beat the guy up or anything. I just yelled at him. You know, that's pretty good for me.
Yeah.
Because he's used to beating the shit out of people.
You should expect more.
He's like, what's a big deal?
Yeah, there's... And then once they finally... They just totally succeed in serving the meal for the prison. Like, it's better than any service you've seen on Hell's Kitchen. These guys are pretty much flawless in getting it done.
Yeah.
And then just in the typical, like, childish prisoner mentality, a guy sees onions and some celery and whatnot, and he steals it.
Yeah.
And then when confronted about it, he goes, oh, I thought they were just extra.
Yeah.
It's like,
The other guys, like Gordon said, any little tiny thing... They all get all worked up, and they're all yelling and talking real loud and shouting at each other.
Yeah, because now they're upset that the one guy did that, so now they have to make their point across, and they have to shout louder than the other person.
Right, and there's one point where a peeler.
Peeler, yeah.
A peeler goes missing, and they have a lockdown, and they give them all a strip search until they count them, and they realize they always had 11... peelers, not 12, and never mind, everything's fine. But it was like, we were treated like criminals. And I was like, well, you are.
Yeah, exactly.
But I love this part. There's like this old gruff guy who does the lunches or does the meals. And he's like,
yeah,
oh, Gordon.
Looks like the chef, yeah.
He's like, you can't upset it. They all are used to their certain meals and they might riot or something. And Gordon's like, oh, screw that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a genuine concern there. These people, they've become so coddled that if there's one thing they don't like about it, it could turn into Big Baboon House.
Yeah.
Where they just start, like, shaking the cages and going crazy.
Well, there's this funny part where Gordon is getting all the cakes and stuff because he's going to do this bakery, you know, the criminal bakery. They call it Bad Boys Bakery. And the guy's like, well, you have to x-ray all these cupcakes and stuff. And he's like, what? That's ridiculous. It's pretty funny. Let's check this out.
How are you ever going to change these young guys' mindset? How are you ever going to get into them to...
Oh, first
he's young enough to be taught. That's the frustrating thing. It's not Lawrence Gibbons. You know, he's 22, literally. So frustrating. So frustrating. Today, we start selling on the Great British High Street for the first time. But there's yet another hurdle before I can deliver all this stuff
to
my pop-up bakery.
So later on, we've got to get an x-ray.
What do you mean, x-ray? We're going to x-ray a tart.
What happens if we've lost a nut or a bolt and it's fallen in one of these?
Jesus. And can we just forget about that for now, or do we have to go...
No. We're doing it properly, aren't we?
Yeah, I know, but there's no nuts and bolts here.
At the end of the day, we're in one of Her Majesty's prisons.
Michael Caine?
We have systems that we have to go by, no matter
now,
who
if you
it's
look
for,
at these cigars,
the
they look like sausages.
Dow, is that trolley nearby?
Just coming, Gordon.
Thank you. Pizza boxes. So all the kitchen work has gone in.
So it's time to make my escape, aided and abetted by prison head chef, my accomplice, Dal Hatfield.
That'd be brilliant. This is crazy, you know that? This is absolutely ludicrous. Check there's no bolts and nuts and guns in Dal.
Them till last.
Show some flexibility. Going to the supermarket is bad enough, but, I mean, this is ridiculous. This takes the biscuit.
And if every single cake and tart has to be x-rayed, I'm going through too.
Radiation.
Did you see him slide through there? That was funny. But yeah, I thought about radiation too when he did that. Just boing. Having a good old time. It's an interesting show. I can't wait to watch more. His shows over there are really well produced.
Because they have an actual production company doing them.
And you
not
see,
this Americanized horse shit like we get with or Kitchen Nightmares or Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, and it's his One Potato, Two Potato production, and that's what's doing MasterChef.
Yeah, wow, so that's why MasterChef is actually watchable.
MasterChef! And I want to talk about that. I love that show. Em and I love MasterChef. We get so into it.
It's really good this season.
I like it. I dig it, man.
And there's still some pettiness going on, but... Mm-hmm. I love how some of them, like especially this guy Tali, he mm-hmm. is so in over his head. He thinks he is incredible, and he is awful. And I crack up every time they even talk to him.
I crack up whenever Joe Bastianich takes a fork and holds it under his nose and goes, and it just makes me think now that you know I have a beagle. It's just like he's like a beagle, you know.
He's sniffing it out.
Smell everything.
Do I want to eat this?
I just once wants to see a piece of the food go up his nostril like,
this poop smells terrific. I'm going to roll in it.
I got to ask you guys something. Have you been watching Cake Boss at all?
No, I haven't. I have six of them on my DVR right now.
You guys knew that Mary got fired, right?
I had heard that, yeah, but isn't she actually... Or, no, wait, that's the mom that
and
has...
She got rehired. Oh, yeah, we just learned that his
Lou Gehrig's, yeah, his mom.
Yeah, Buddy's mom is sick, and it's kind of sad.
Well, it's such a vicious, degenerative disease that Lou Gehrig's ALS. That's terrible to watch someone, like, disappear from that. Just,
yeah,
ugh.
It is.
And she seems like such a sweet lady. Sure, the show is absurd, the whole... You know, you're not the cake boss, I'm the cake boss, all that stuff. Yeah. But she seemed like a genuinely sweet lady, and they seemed like a nice family.
On the show now, they do bits where Buddy's in his office. His office is insane now, you know, because he's got that Lackawanna. He's got him like a nice little Trump-like office.
Like a fiefdom.
With this gigantic desk and everything. But what's funny, I made a clip of this because we all know Buddy hires all of his family, nephews, nieces, second cousins, whatever. There's people from other states that are related to them who come there to get hired by him. He supports their entire
family.
It sure seems like it. Generations.
Congregation,
upon generations of that family.
So not all of them there are too bright. There's some dim bulbs in this family. And here's an example. I won't tell you what this guy did who's working for Buddy, because Buddy will explain it to you, and it's insane. I will tell you this. What the guy did was cause $15,000 worth of damage by being an idiot. And I was
just... How did you do that?
Oh, you just have to be stupid. There's also one episode where Anthony and his wife's brother were goofing off outside a window. He now has this fancy room where the client comes in and looks at all these cakes and then tells you what they want. Well, and there's a window right there where you can see the factory and it's fancy. Well, they come up and they're dancing and being all stupid in the window. And the guy's looking over and it's like, what the hell? And he's like, go away. Get out of here. And Buddy's getting pissed off.
Really
get
professional.
Out of here. Yeah, really professional. But anyway, let's check this out. Just wait for it.
Joey, Mauro, and Frankie to my office, please. Joey, Frankie, and Mauro to my office, please. You know, one of my new employees is my cousin from Florida. Cousin Jay. I'm putting him in charge to go make a cake delivery in Florida. You know, because I trust him. I'm making him responsible to, you know, watch my back. You know, look out for the best interest of the bakery. So I send him with one of my other delivery guys, Joe. So these guys are on the road, and they're down in Florida, and I get a phone call. I am speechless. I am aggravated. I am done. The morons put regular gas in a diesel truck.
Oh, my God.
What baffles me more is that they filled up the tank four times on the way down and on the way back up. The fifth time you realize that you put... I mean, you know the truck's a diesel. Why would you put regular gas in it?
They said they pulled up to the gas pump and Jay went out to go get coffee. And Joe pumped the gas. But like I said to Jay, I go, but you're supposed to be the brains of the operation.
Right now it's in Savannah. It's in Savannah, Georgia. They're going to say it's going to take at least a week to figure out, drain the gas out, see what's going on. If the engine shot, then what?
My Sprinter van is stuck in Savannah, Georgia. When I tell people these stories, they don't believe me. They think like I'm a liar. They're that dumb. Call Jay. You, inside.
I mean, I'm scared. I know Joe and Buddy are going to flip out on me. They put me in charge. I was supposed to be a responsible one, and things got messed up.
How the hell did you put regular gas in the diesel truck? You're supposed to be the brains of the operation. You're supposed to be the front man. Family and business don't always mix well together. I had to take my sister Mary out of the bakery. That's not what I want to do. Now Jay comes in. I mean, he's family. Put regular gas in a diesel truck. If it's 15 grand to fix the engine, it's coming out of my pocket. You let me down? Everybody can't believe it just happened. You know, and Jay's going to have hell to pay. Hell.
I like how they don't drop it. They just keep going with it.
Jay, let me see you in the office.
That's the worst part, when you do something stupid where they won't stop talking about it.
Pumped the wrong gas.
Yeah.
And that was it. I'm probably skating on like thin ice right now. I'll tell you the truth.
What do you think?
If you're going to be a liability, you're not going to be here. Okay? It's been done with his own sisters. So it doesn't make you any special.
One sister. Come on.
Hey, Jay's a liability because...
He's talking about his own wife.
This is business. You're not a kid. We're going to put all liabilities. That's it.
I'm a grown up.
You know what I'm trying to say?
No.
Well, I don't know what to be when I grow up.
But when I was watching this, like, wow, that guy's really stupid. It's like, I think I'm in big trouble. No.
On a diesel box truck, like, I assume they're driving because it's got to be refrigerated because it's cold in there.
Cold in there.
I've heard about those box trucks.
Doesn't it say above, like, the area where you insert the gas, diesel only?
Yes, everywhere.
The box truck is basically refrigerated.
Oh, okay.
If you leave it running,
It's, you know, refrigerated box truck. It'll be cold in there.
Oh, good. I'm glad he let us know.
It's not cold in there anymore because it's not running.
It feels awful being in this box truck.
Oh, okay. Crazy, crazy. So they're morons. So Big Brother's back, Bill.
Yeah, it is.
I love the beginning of Big Brother. It's so much fun.
It is fun because you get to see how stupid everyone really is.
Yeah, the I'm not going to tell them what I do for a living because they'll think I'm too smart.
That's still bugging the hell out of me.
I'll never forget that one season that girl was like, I'm 18 years old. And they're like, what? Yeah. And she's like, I'm really 24. It's like, how does this help your game at all?
Who was that?
That was that dumb bitch. God, I couldn't stand her.
McComas?
No. It was like Natalie or something. It was a couple of seasons ago. Pretty recent.
Natalie, is that the bikini barista?
No. Later on different... You know, they always have people with the same names like every season.
Oh, my God. I know exactly who you're talking about. It was that annoying little bitch that was obsessed with Jesse.
It was the Jeff and Jordan season.
Yes. It was the Jeff and Jordan and Natalie, and then the other one was Lydia, the raccoon girl. She was in that season, too.
Lydia was the girl with all the tats.
Skanky tattoos and all that. And well, she would wear that confusing, black eye makeup.
Because there was one time where he came back and he was on their season. Maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Okay. Well, all I remember is that he got voted off. And remember, it was like they were having a funeral for him. And
yeah.
they're talking about what a great guy he was and how no one got to know him. And Jeff and Jordan and Russell are out at the hot tub laughing about how it looks like he died.
Yeah. It was awesome.
That was a good season.
Even the gay guy who was with them, you know.
Kevin,
he was like, oh, my God. They're
O-M-G.
Oh, my God. He's not dead.
O-M-G.
Yes! Yes, that's it!
That's the guy.
Yeah, in this season, of course, we have the girl who's a nurse but chooses to say she's a kindergarten teacher because...
Oh, you know what's hilarious, though? When she says, guys, I'm a kindergarten teacher, they all go, oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, you're with annoying little kids all day.
You know what? This. You all suck. I quit.
So let's go ahead and check out the introductions, you guys. And it's so funny. There's one gay guy, and this guy goes, man, he's the hottest looking chick in here. If he says
Is
something
that
like
that Will with one L?
Yeah, the guy's like, if I would have seen him from behind, I would have went to hit on that chick, because he looks like a girl.
He's very feminine, and yeah. Very gay.
It's funny. But, and also, this...
You could call him the uber gay.
Oh, definitely. It's so funny how there's always someone who's like, yeah, gay guy. You just know him automatically.
Well, this guy's so far beyond that. Super gay guy.
What is it that,
Isn't there one guy with curly hair that another guy thought he was gay? Was it the gay guy that thought he was gay?
I think so.
He's got curly hair, and he looks like he's pretty gay, so we'll be gay together.
Yeah, I love that. And that guy's supposed to be the son of someone famous, but I don't know who the famous guy is he's the son of. Do you?
I hope it's not Sylvester Stallone.
I'm pretty sure it's not. Do you guys remember this guy?
Somehow, I immaculately conceived gonorrhea.
Gold.
Was it Joe?
Yeah, Joe. I want this to be my time. Do you remember that? God, that was gold. Joe. I want this to be my time. I don't want you to be here. You're ruining everything.
What the hell was his?
I want this to be my time.
Was it Destin? Dustin?
Yeah. Okay, Big Brother, let's check it out. This year, they brought four old contestants back to coach them. I'm interested to see how this plays out. Let's check it out.
Let's get the ball rolling, shall we?
Yes. Oh, wait. I got to say another thing. One of the most evil, vile contestants ever on Survivor has a brother who's on the show.
Who looks exactly like
him. And it's so funny, he's like, you know what, I'm going to take this game over, man. No one's going to know that Russell from Survivor is my brother. They won't know what's coming. And they're all like, that looks just like the guy from Survivor.
He even got that stupid haircut.
They all suspect him. It's so funny.
I don't even know what the hell you call that haircut. It's like a maxi pad on his head.
It's like just like a tattoo of hair, like Joey Lawrence, I think.
Yeah, it's just oval.
Let's check this out.
Let's get the ball rolling, shall we?
Well, my name's Will, with one L. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, and I am a creative marketing consultant. I do like flash mobs and viral videos, stuff like that.
So you make no money.
You could be one of the prettiest chicks in the house. And from behind, I might have walked up to him at a bar. Said, hey, baby, how you doing?
Why are you saying this on TV?
Why is he so loud?
My name's Willie. I'm from Vent, Louisiana. I'm a tankerman. What we do is load and discharge barges. I'm trying to quit that, so I need to win.
I'm a huge Survivor fan, and I think Willie might be related to Russell Hance from Survivor. The resemblance is too strong. I'm 99.9% sure of it.
He's pretty sure.
I'm Joe. I am a personal chef, so hopefully we will be eating like the bottom.
Nice. Yeah.
Teach me. Please.
Someone found his reason
I'm
to keep
Danielle.
Him around.
I'm 23, and I'm a kindergarten teacher.
I decided not to tell people I was a nurse. I want them to think that I'm this naive Southern country girl that just
you're
plays with kids.
I'm sorry, if you're dealing with conniving little shits, you're not naive.
Well, my name's Jody. I'm a newlywed. I just got married 8.5 months ago. First time.
And I have 5 stepkids.
Jesus.
So yes, I inherited. Yes.
No wonder she wanted to be a big brother.
I'm Ashley. I'm 26 years old. I'm a mobile spray tanner.
You done?
Yeah.
Good.
They're like, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah, I'm Ian, and I'm studying chemical engineering. So if the hot tub breaks, I'm the one to fix it.
Hi, I'm Jason.
Ian
I'm a podcaster.
Kind of my type because he's wearing glasses and he looks a little nerdy. He's a cutie pie.
Well, I'm Frank. Just moved to Naples, Florida about a year ago, and I'm currently looking for work down there.
Frank's hiding something. I'm about 98% sure he's hiding some fact
only 90.
About what he does for a living.
I'm Josephine, but everyone calls me JoJo. I'm from Staten Island, New York, and I'm a bartender.
Nobody calls
so we got the chef, the drinks.
We're in trouble.
I'm Jen. I was born in Staten Island. I live in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
I'm a musician DJ, and I am super excited to be here.
Hell yeah.
I'm Kara. I'm 29. I'm originally from Florida. I model, and now I live out here in L.A.
Kara might be the cutest girl ever in the history of the planet Earth.
My name is Shane. I am a carpenter. I renovate and remodel houses.
I think Shane could be my type. When he said that he was a carpenter, you know, you automatically assume that he's good with his hands.
Everybody's smiling, happy, and everything. But if I have my way, that won't last too long. These people don't have no idea what's fixing to come on them.
The house guests seem comfortable now.
But that'll change when we unleashed our first twist of the summer, putting 4 Big Brother legends back in the house as coaches.
Huh, interesting.
I honestly think that this idea is going to fall flat on its face, just like every other idea that Big Brother has had.
Oh, totally. I want to see how, you know, I love Janelle and Brittany, I thought was funny or whatever. Boogie, I always hated that guy.
Yeah, but I love that he's like old and balding now. It's so satisfying because he was such a douchebag.
I remember a while back he got sued by the other restaurant guys that he was embezzling money.
Because he was skimming money.
Now, does he still own any of that restaurant?
I don't think so. Or maybe it was the other way around. Maybe he sued them. I don't know.
Yeah. Because I'm wondering if, like, he's going to wear those shirts anymore or if he totally lost. Remember there was one called the Geisha House also?
Yeah, that was all part of that stupid Dolce group thing.
Yeah. Ugh. God, he annoyed the crap out of me.
Yeah, well, it was just that arrogance, that whole Chill Town shit.
Whenever they would get him and Will in the diary room together, that was so annoying.
Oh, they thought they were so funny. I think one of the best things I've seen on, like, Hamster watching that is whenever they're talking about him and about how he actually had his genital warts removed on that Dr. 90210 show that Will was on.
Yeah, we actually covered that one time on... It was like our first live show when we did the live test show. I had that clip of him on Dr. 90210.
This is fucking bullshit!
Do you remember that?
I do. Just barely.
And he was like...
Bump on my hog.
Right. He had a bump on his hog.
Hold my penis and take a laser to it.
Yes. So that's not all, Bill. We also have another clip of when the coaches show up, right?
Oh.
We have Dan, who won. It's so funny. Wait, they have something, remember... to say about Janelle and Boogie and even Brittany, but Dan, they're like, oh, Dan, he won. And pretty much nothing else to say.
It's because he was memorable at all. The best thing about that season was the old guy falling in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I remember they were trying to read something, or they thought it was a one of those planes with the message on it, and that I think his name was Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry.
And he missed it, fell right into the pool, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, Jerry fell in the pool!"
It's like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, and I remember Jerry was pissed at him because Dan lied about being in the Marines or something.
Uh huh.
Called him a traitor. I mean, that was the best stuff of that season.
Yeah, totally. He wasn't very memorable at all, but he won. All right, let's go ahead and check this out when the coaches show up, Bill.
Mike Boogie, Brittany, Janelle, and Dan are back. And now it's time to let the house guests in on this summer's big twist. So...
Uh-oh.
Are you ready for this season's twist?
No.
Read on, baby.
When you received your invitation to the Big Brother house, you joined the ranks of some of the greatest house guests to ever play this game.
Oh, no, please.
Here's how it works. Each coach will pick three house guests that they will guide all summer long.
What?
And they, too, have a lot at stake because if... one of the house guests they've chosen wins it all, that coach will receive $100,000.
Nice.
When Julie tells us the coaches have money on the line too, you definitely realize this isn't one game going on. We have two games going on in the Big Brother house this summer.
I've been Dan, Hayden,
Janelle,
Boogie.
Oh, here they come.
And I'm like, wow, here we go.
Good.
Dan is a winner. He won Big Brother.
When I walked into the house, it was so overwhelming. They're coming at me. I felt just like a piece of meat.
What's up, Brittany? How are you?
What?
Well, I think Brittany has this great social game and she's very talkative. I'm definitely a bit apprehensive about her becoming my coach because she was a bit of a diva, and I don't see how that's going to translate well into being a coach.
I see Boogie walk through the door and I am freaking out. It's like stepping into Yankee Stadium and playing baseball with Alex Rodriguez.
That was 10 when I watched you.
Genital warts.
Now he's my favorite Big Brother player
one of his genital warts.
I'm trying not to be like all these newbies and like freak out too.
Hi, Boogie.
What kind of terms are you guys on?
Who knows?
Janelle and I, we have a little history together as all-stars. I was the one to evict her, and I definitely see a potential for us, butting heads a little bit.
Being back for my third time is absolutely bonkers. But I'm the ultimate Big Brother player.
Bananas.
I'm gonna win this thing. Yeah, their coaches better watch out.
Dude, has anyone ever told you this?
What's
Do
up?
You watch Survivor or no?
Yeah.
You know what I'm gonna say or no?
Like Russell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want people to know I'm Russell Hance's brother because they know Russell for being a jerk and a villain on Survivor. And if chaos starts happening in the house, they're definitely going to be pointing a finger at me.
I assume he's his brother. He's
you're an idiot. Yeah.
He's from Louisiana. Yeah, that, when I heard that,
he just looks
like him. Yeah, he looks just like him. He's going to try to play like him and be super aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
And not big.
See, exactly. Not telling him who he is backfiring.
Yeah, I love that. He goes, he's going to be just like, want to be like his brother and go at it. And it's exactly what he wanted to do. But the thing is, somehow the guy wound up as HOH.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Didn't you see that? They did the stupid competition and Brittany's like, I pick you to be HOH.
Oh, that's right. I totally blanked on that stupid bed hopping competition.
Apparently it was really hard to do.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So Big Brother's back. Can't wait to see what's going on. I started watching Big Brother After Dark last night, but I immediately fell asleep.
This is one of the first years I haven't bought the feeds, mainly because I hate dealing with Real Player.
Do you have Showtime?
No, I don't. No, not whenever there's nothing to watch on it.
Yeah, that's I have Showtime, so I can watch it a little bit. But last night, get this, it was that Russell's brother guy from Survivor and Boogie in the HOH talking, and I was like, I can't sit here and watch this.
I am
aggravated.
Okay, that guy that you said his dad is someone famous?
Yeah.
His dad was a wrestler for the WCW. It was Sid Vicious was his name.
How is that famous?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm wondering.
I mean, I'm speechless.
I remember him because I had friends that loved wrestling, but that's not famous to me. That's,
Sid Vicious was in the Sex Pistols.
Well, that's actually someone famous.
Wow, here we go.
Yeah, and that girl, the scary lesbian was in a band.
Yeah.
I thought like she was gonna like say L7 or something,
absolutely,
but it was some band I never
bonkers.
Heard of.
Oh, I know. I was in Concrete Blonde, I'm the singer, something like that. It's like, whoa. Okay, guys, I want to tell you something. I'm a kindergarten teacher. Why does that get that? I'm more like, ugh, all those kids.
Yeah, that's me. I'm immediately scared off, but I just don't understand the practicality of saying you're a kindergarten teacher when you're a nurse. Why wouldn't you say, I'm a nurse, so if any of you guys have any problems, general warts.
Yeah, I'm an underpaid nurse, you guys, and I'm not very intelligent, so keep me around.
I'm not a real nurse. I'm not registered. I'm just a technician, so.
How soon will we hear the term floater? And throw someone under the bus.
That'll be next week.
Yeah.
You know what? You all suck. I quit.
Yeah, I've been watching that Glass House, and there are some serious prizes in that show.
Oh, really?
I don't know how much. Well, it's mostly edited, but the people are just total Big Brother rejects. Like, you thought people in Big Brother were bad.
Oh, this is the show that's CBS tried to block from airing.
Yeah.
And now that it's aired, has it picked up steam at all? Or is it just
hell? No, it's terrible. No.
And they actually do where the America votes, right?
Yeah, it does. But it's so strange in that America votes, and then they have live feeds, but they're only for like 3 hours a night, 3 days a week.
That's lame.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all. It's like they didn't want to dedicate themselves to too much.
I'm a mobile spray tanner.
I thought she says she's in a mobile.
You done?
Spray tanner, like she can't move.
I'm in an immobile spray tanner. I just see it here.
I was like, what?
What? I love how they're all just sitting there looking at her like she expected them to go, wow, that's so cool. But they're like, a what?
I bet you that's a really interesting job.
The cutest girl ever in the history of the planet Earth.
Yeah.
I do like the freaky, horny one that wants to go after the nerdy kid. She looks unstable.
Yeah, I wonder if that nerdy guy, if he only knew that she said that, he'd probably like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, he would immediately change from, oh, that one girl's so pretty, to, oh, yeah, this she's is here.
Oh, my God. You know, but he should know that the girl that he thinks is hot, they'll get rid of her first.
Yeah.
She's really hot and sexy. Let's get her out of here.
I saw who was nominated already on Hamster Watch.
Oh, really?
I know Frank's one of them, the guy with the famous dad.
The morons!
Oh, it's probably because of his hair. That guy's hair is stupid. Let's get him out of
really
here.
Really threatening. He should have lied about what his hair looked like.
He has hair like the kid on Sigmund and the Sea Monster. Let's get him out of here.
When I tell people these stories, they don't believe me. They think like I'm a liar.
I love Buddy. All right, Bill, you want to do some news?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Let's do the news! All right, news.
Get lost. Now.
Huh? I didn't hear Steven during any of that. Is he still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I
don't watch Big Brother, so I really have nothing to say to it.
No, you're not missing anything.
What you see is what you get.
Pretty much. right. Glendora, California. That's a great name. Glendora.
I think that's Bewitched's mother.
That's Andorra.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget Dr. Bombay. All right, so investigators say a Southern California doctor saw enough from an X-ray to prescribe painkillers to an undercover cop, but he missed the tail showing that it was an image of a dog.
What?
Yeah, police in Los Angeles County deputies on Thursday raided the Glendora Urgent Care Clinic of 69-year-old Dr. Rolando Lodovico Atiga. After a two-month investigation that included three undercover deputies posing as patients, one of the undercover deputies showed Atiga an X-ray to prove she needed painkillers. The scan of her German Shepherd clearly shows the dog's tail.
So why couldn't he get a human X-ray?
I guess they wanted to add insult to injury. Maybe this guy has really bad eyesight.
Why aren't you in jail?
Or maybe he didn't want to, say anything. Maybe he thought she had a prehensile tail.
Oh.
That's what's hurting her.
She's Na'vi.
Yeah, she's an avatard. Jesus.
Right,
moving on. It says Glendora Police Captain Timothy Stubbs says Atiga is well known among drug addicts and was considered the go-to doctor. Well, see, he just ruined it for everyone else. Here's something in Augusta, Georgia. Woman says a man claiming to be with a TV show, they don't specify what TV show, sucked her toe inside an East Georgia Walmart. After claiming everything she purchased that day would be free if she complied with the unusual request.
Kind of, sucked?
Yeah, the Augusta Chronicle reports that the woman called sheriff's deputies Tuesday to describe the bizarre encounter in the Grove Town store west of Augusta. Columbia County Sheriff's reports say the man asked the 18-year-old if her toenails were painted, whether she'd watched America's Funniest Home Videos, and said he was with the show.
What?
Suck it.
Well, I'm totally with that show. Have you seen that segment where we show men sucking on women's toes? Yeah.
Wow, here we go.
Yeah,
that's an awesome show.
Say he asked her if he could kiss her foot as part of the prank, then started sucking on her big toe. Woman said she screamed. The man said it tasted so good, though, then ran from the Walmart.
My foot in your ass!
Wow, I'm actually a little nauseous.
That's gross.
That's a fetish. Ow.
Suck my white ass ball!
Yeah.
What about you, Steven? Does that
do
anything
disturbing?
For you?
No.
You done?
That's pretty gross.
All right, now, chimpanzees rule, especially the ones that get angry and then rip people's faces off. But these guys are especially smart. Five chimpanzees broke out of their enclosure at a German animal park Wednesday. It is thought that the five primates used wood that had fallen into their pen from recent gardening work to climb out and run for freedom. They made a freaking laugh.
Holy shit. They're like us.
They are. I think one of them was Caesar.
I am aggravated. I am done.
No, it's not cool that they actually...
it's because Draco
Malfoy
was
escaping, they injured
him,
a five-year-old girl. She had light head wounds, she was just knocked down by the chimp. He didn't, do anything serious. But that's got to be scary as shit to,
Why are you in jail?
Be in there, and then these five chimps put a ladder together in the enclosure, and then, escape. They're rising up in a German zoo.
That's scary.
Scary and awesome.
Yeah. What was Draco Malfoy abusing him, and that's why they escaped?
I think you're onto something.
Always got to be right with your little quips.
Harrison Ford turned 70 today.
Oh.
He's born in 1942, July 13th.
Isn't that crazy? When he made Star Wars, he's already old.
He was already old.
Seriously. It'd be like, I'm 40 now, and in like 2 years, I'm going to be a huge like movie star. I'd never would have known.
1977. Minus 1942 would be, he was 35. Yeah, you're right. He was almost 40. So that's pretty crazy.
Daniel, but I mean, he had a Wookiee bitch now.
He had a late start.
Yeah, he was a carpenter.
He was
just like Jesus and that guy on Big Brother.
Made crucifixes.
What are you doing here, you son of a bitch?
Don't forget Willem Dafoe. He loved making those. All right, so an Ohio woman, 37, has decided not to take the Kickstarter for begging for money, like seems to be famous or popular right now. She decided to go out on the street with a sign that says, "Not homeless, need boobs." She needs breast implants. So, much to the dismay of fellow beggars who desperately need money for food or roof over their heads or drugs and alcohol, more like. The bikini-clad woman's been making money and turning heads with her plea for plastic surgery in Akron, Ohio. Wow, of all places. Chrissy from Rittman, Ohio, has been standing on the corner of Manchester Road and Carnegie Avenue in Akron near a blue motorbike with her sign and bodyguard. She said, "I see people panhandling every day, so why not panhandle for boobs?"
The cutest girl ever in the history of the planet Earth.
To be honest, she does need them. I'm not going to criticize.
You know, I wondered why, like, Kickstarter, couldn't you just do that, like, "Hey, help me pay my phone bill this month."
At this point, it sure seems like it, the way Penny Arcade is using it, because
when
they've decided that
these stories, they don't believe me. They think like I'm a liar.
They don't want ad revenue anymore. They want it to be fan supported for them to pay their bills, apparently.
I am speechless.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Shit. We need a Kickstarter to pay our utilities. And they're asking for like $1 million a year for employees. I guess there's 14 employees at Penny Arcade.
Kickstarter is? I mean, they're doing it on Kickstarter?
Yeah, they're doing it on Kickstarter.
It's because they have ads that pay for things right now. And they're saying, hey,
they,
if you don't
they
want to
go
ads,
ad-free.
I wouldn't do that. I don't care if I would even like it. Would you?
Yeah, I don't. I don't understand why they need to do it. It doesn't make any like business sense to me. It's they're doing it because they know they can. That there
this
are people out
bullshit.
There, you know. That PAX is pretty famous now, and it just sounds like they don't want to work for their money, honestly. Because normally a lot of their ad revenue was from companies hiring them to do comics in the style of like a game or something.
They even had like an Xbox Live game and stuff.
Yeah, they did.
So they don't make any money off that, I guess.
No, I guess they don't make any money at all. It just it's shocking to me in so many ways. Like,
yeah.
I know it's left a lot of bad taste in a lot of people's mouths that they're doing this.
I was listening to David Cross, you know, the guy from Mr. Show or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was on the WTF Mark Maron podcast, and he was talking about like back when he was on, you know, when he was first in the Chipmunk movie and people gave him a hard time about it. He said, Mr. Show made no money off of that. Made no money off of the Todd Margaret series he did on IFC. He said, "I lost money on that. But I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you that I didn't make any money off of it." He said, so basically, you do the things that you love in life, but you don't make any money off of them. So then you do the Chipmunks, and he goes, "I've done like 3 of these movies." He goes, "I've made more money than I've made on anything else I've done in my life off these Chipmunk movies. So you just tell me, am I an asshole? Am I a sellout? Oh, well, you know, you do what you got to do.
Do you want to eat? Do you want to have a roof over your head?
I would totally do some shitty kids movie if I could make whatever independent movie I wanted to make, you know?
Look at Bill Murray. He got to do the Garfield movies and go golfing all day.
Yeah.
I think the guy's a freaking genius, but whenever the time comes to do a Wes Anderson movie, he's the first one there, and I'm sure he's not getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, and Andy Richter, he's talked about how much money, like how much bank you make from just doing a voice of a character in Madagascar. Like,
yeah.
Holy crap, I'm set up, man. They keep making these movies. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I have no problem with those movies. They're made for a certain audience, and if kids enjoy them, more power to them.
Totally, man.
This is fucking bullshit!
Hey!
This is really frightening. I had to mention this because the guy's mugshot just is frightening in itself. Vancouver, Washington, a Vancouver woman had a rude awakening on Wednesday night when she said a drug addict broke into her house and woke her up. Police eventually arrested 33-year-old Sean Turner on burglary and resisting arrest, but not until after a wild story unfolded. Police said Wednesday night an alert neighbor called police to say he saw someone he didn't know who appeared to be under the influence of drugs, later identified as Turner, enter his neighbor's house through a back door. When officers arrived, the residents were still inside the home, completely unaware an intruder was also inside. The father of the house and two young children who were upstairs were ushered out of the home by police. A woman who was downstairs in the same part of the house as the intruder was also unaware anything was happening around her. The husband called the woman on her cell phone, told her what was happening to stay inside the bedroom she was in. She woke up. She says, I woke up because the phone was ringing. When I sat up, there was a shirtless person on drugs standing at the foot of my bed, and my husband was yelling at me through the window. Police later moved in and arrested Turner, but only after they fired a taser at him. They discovered he had used the downstairs bathroom, which was next door over from the bedroom where the woman had been napping. The woman says, it's always awesome waking up to a shirtless crackhead with a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't even imagine that. I would move out of Vancouver, Washington immediately.
No shirtless service. Get the hell out of my store.
I don't want to be anywhere near where that would happen. That's why I always lock my doors. I'm in the middle of the country, and there's plenty of hillbilly meth labs and whatnot. So I always lock my doors at night because my 16-year-old Jack Russell sure isn't going to do anything about it.
Yeah, I love them hillbillies.
And I basically live in Justified.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right. What should we do? You know, I'm going to do this story real quick.
You better dial now.
Leave it to the Today Show to really do some hard-hitting stories. Do you think carnival games are cheating you and your kids?
Yes.
I mean,
just like
they
do in Dark Man.
Really? They did it. They did a whole segment on this. The page is like, it's probably like four printed pages. And of course, they're all rigged. We've known they're rigged since we were kids playing them. Because it's all we ever heard from our parents whenever we asked the money to play them.
You know what? When we took Emma, they have the every year they have the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, and they have all the carnival games in the carnival. They have carnival games and stuff. The carnival barkers, I guess that's what you call them. Like, hey, come on over here and whatever. They were so pushy; it was annoying the crap out of us. Hey, you got that girl over there? Come on over here, little girl. Come on, dude. There's this game over here. And it's like, yeah, okay. Don't call my daughter over there, asshole.
Animal.
You know? Yeah, it's like.
So it's like they have no tact. They don't let you go to the game. They harass you into playing it.
And if you make eye contact, like just looking around, they'll give you the finger like, hey, come here. Come here. It's like,
I got a secret.
I got a secret for you. It's like, go to hell, dude. I'm here to eat food. That's about it.
I wish I could do that.
Oh my god.
Alright, I think that's news for tonight.
Did I interrupt your story and that wasn't the rest of it, or is that good?
No, that was it. I mean, what else is there to say? Yes.
Carnival games are ripping off you.
I am not going to read through that entire story to know that they do scam you. I mean, there's a million tricks they do.
It's a profit deal! Do you remember that from The Jerk? You could win
this
right?
3 inches.
There anything over here, past the stereo, right here in this little
that
sanction.
Includes the chiclets, but not the erasers.
I love that. It's a profit deal. All right, what do you say we do some DVD videos?
I like DVD videos.
Maybe some VHS. Throw that in there.
Mm-hmm, tracking.
Oh, Emma, what's wrong? She's going, you want to do the DVDs, don't you? How about when you're done with your snack, you come over here and knock Steven off the mic? Center stage on the mic! Drop! All right, let's do some DVDs. Ow!
Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs.
DVDs!
What the?
DVDs!
Hey, Steve!
Blu-ray! Standard definition!
DVDs!
Woohoo! Wow! Here we go!
that was quite a start there.
Wow!
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. DVDs and Blu-rays for Tuesday, July 17th, 2012. Let's start off with... Here's a Willem Dafoe movie called 444, Last Days on Earth. So it's post... or it's pre-apocalyptic.
Is that produced by Kirk Cameron?
No, but it should be. That would be awesome. It could be... it's like a... the four... wait, how many Left Behind movies have there been? Way too many.
You dumb bastard.
Hey.
There's more than one than there. Yeah, there's too many.
Yeah. Okay, so it says, tomorrow at 4:44 a.m., the world's going to come to an end as panic hits the Earth's population. Two lovers seclude themselves in a Manhattan high-rise and decide to spend their last moments in existence together. Huh. Oh, it's an Abel Ferrara movie.
I was about to say, what is he doing in this crappy movie? But Abel Ferrara did. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I'll check it out. Those movies are always...
Emma's cracking me up. She comes up behind me. She goes, and nudges my arm. I'm like,
she's learning from baby.
Yeah. Emma, go ahead. Steven's going to give you the headset. And why is baby is all fired up? She's running around here like a maniac.
I know.
See, we're doing a show. Bark.
I hope I have no teeth. Whoa.
All right, let's welcome Emma to the show. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
Wonderful to have you nowhere in Mulberry.
Thank you.
I don't know why I'm talking like
excuse
that.
Excuse me.
All right, Bill, continue on. Oh, say hi to Bill.
Did she say excuse me because she tooted?
No.
Oh, okay.
What'd you do? She burped.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. No, she didn't. Ah, that was me, guys. Just so you know.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Whoa. Oh, crap. She's going to unplug the mic.
She's a Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, she just, like, ran by and, like, banged into the wire.
She's crazy.
All right, Bill, continue on with the DVDs.
All right, why not pick up The Butterfly Effect 1 and 2 on Blu-ray?
Oh, we were just talking about those.
I wanna...
No, it's not that kind of butterfly.
Oh.
Oh, no. What?
Evil butterfly.
Yeah. Yes, Hero.
The evil butterfly.
Seriously.
I love Hero. Don't you, Bill? No, we don't.
I did for about 15 episodes of season one. Then after that, it was all downhill.
Nissan Versa!
I am aggravated. I am done.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
He's no fun anymore, is he?
Yeah.
We are badasses now.
Yes.
What?
We are very badass.
All right, Emma, if you ever want to go to sleep, have your daddy pick up this next Blu-ray, Camelot, the 45th anniversary edition, with David Hemmings, Richard Harris, Vanessa Redgrave. Boring.
And the sword's name is Glamdring, by the way.
I like boring.
No, you don't like this kind of boring.
You like boring?
Not boring, just...
You mean like boing, like a spring? Boing, boing.
Not that kind of boing. Not boing, boing, or boring, just boring.
Gotcha.
I like boring fun.
Boring fun. Hey, that's what Nora Mulberry is. That's
yeah,
what we're here
for. Really, it is.
I'm not boring fun. It's funny fun. Hey.
Next Blu-ray, we have Will Ferrell, Steven's favorite actor.
Oh, Will Ferrell movie. Too bad Steven's not here.
In Casa de Mi Padre.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering what that was.
Oh, what's that?
This is his Spanish telenovela film.
Cool.
I wonder if it's funny.
I hear it actually is kind of funny.
Steven's in the background said, no.
No.
Fire a warning shot into his bulbous ass.
No, come on. You can't tell me that's not a funny line.
We'll cover our bodies in urine?
What?
That might just be a little gross.
Wow, here we go.
You okay there? Uh-oh, we broke Emma.
Uh-oh. I heard the laugh wheeze. That's not good on an 8-year-old.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Okay, I'm done. Bad. I'm done.
All right, next Blu-ray is an early Chris Evans masterpiece.
Ooh.
Called Cellular.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was with Kim Basinger. Oh,
yep,
what and, is going on over there?
Baby, don't bark.
Baby, what are you barking for?
Oh, my gosh. What just happened?
Come on. We're doing a show here, dog. Jesus. She ran right into the wire.
Seriously,
baby. Sounded like it. It sounded like a nuclear bomb went off.
I'm just making sure everything is... It ripped the headset right off of Emma's head.
A baby bomb.
Settle down, you. Hey. Wait, I'm going to do the crocodile Dundee thing.
Oh, baby. No nips.
Settle down, baby. We're doing a show. We're professionals here.
Hey, if you want me to bust your balls, like over a phone.
Hey.
Huh? All right, so Cellular, Bill.
Yeah, Jason Statham is a bad guy. Chris Evans trying to talk to Kim Basinger in an addict.
I'm trying to use the phone!
And the Amazing Larry makes an appearance in this one.
Bill, what is a Pittsburgh thing, the way you say that, isn't it?
What?
Adjust your mic there, Emma, you're breathing. The way you say attic.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely a Pittsburgh thing. The dialect, addict, or attic.
There was one time where I was asking you about all those, and you showed me a list on a website.
Oh Pittsburghese, yeah.
Yeah, and some of them were really interesting. There was these, I can't remember the word now, but...
I know. Some of them you'd be like, I've heard you say that.
Yeah. One of them is the word across.
Across.
Yeah, acrossed.
Across.
Where you add the T to it.
Across.
And that's like addict. You add a T to that.
Yep, addict. Yep. Addict.
So it's like adding T's to stuff.
Weird.
Yeah, it's strange. It's very, it's definitely a regionalized thing for sure.
And I don't always notice it, but I noticed it when you said that about, you said
it
addict.
It pops up once in a while. I know, I thought it was funny this week. I got a message on Facebook from Tom Aresto, who is from the Pittsburgh area. And he's like, hey, I heard you're from Pittsburgh. What area are you in? So there's Pittsburghers out there.
Oh, I was so bummed out when he lost his comic store.
Yeah, I saw that. That was... I was hoping. I remember at one point, a couple years ago, Andy was going to come visit me, and we were going to make a road trip back home to Pittsburgh. And he wanted to stop into that shop.
That doesn't work, Emma, covering the mic. Steven, will you go out there with her? She's going to just want back in if you shut the door. Sorry, baby is ruining the show.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Are we still doing DVDs?
Yes, we're still doing DVDs.
I want to hear some new DVDs.
Okay. Let's move on, Bill.
All right, how about this new Blu-ray? Well, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. I'm sorry. It's Code of Silence with Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris!
Chuck!
I love Chuck Norris.
Yeah, but this movie's especially
flaming.
Great.
Because
what?
Not only does it have Chuck Norris, it has Henry Silva, who is just, like, awesome.
Cool.
What?
What?
Gotta love Henry Silva.
Cool.
All right, here's for you, film.
Over 3 hours now.
You film nerds who love their Jim Jarmusch films.
I am speechless.
Down by Law, the Criterion Collection. I'm not a Jim Jarmusch fan, but I can appreciate his films. I just not expect them to be on Criterion Collection. Is that wrong?
It's if you start looking at the Criterion stuff, I start to have that attitude. Like, what?
Yeah, like why?
Yeah, Emma, when you do that where you put your hands over the mic like this, that doesn't quiet you. It actually makes noise.
oh.
Yeah, so don't do that. And don't do that either. Come on, I'm trying to teach you professional podcasting tips here.
I believe you've seen this next one, Jason. Friends with Kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got Adam Scott in it.
Ooh.
It's a good movie.
Oh, cool.
It's a funny movie that gets all serious relationshipy, but it also is funny.
Me love
funny. It's
me
good, man.
Funny.
It made Heather funny. Cry.
Why is it that movies always do that, like the comedy movies, where it's like, oh, this is really funny, and then, oh, this is really sad.
We're not just funny. We also have heart.
Yay!
Gotta love heart.
Your victory lifts the
heart. Oh, it's got Chris O'Dowd in it. I'll watch it.
Oh, yeah. He's him and Maya Rudolph are hilarious whenever they're like the whenever they comment on stuff.
Oh, man, we got
if you don't feel something behind that, then you don't have a heart.
We have two Blu-rays that are fighting for Blu-ray of the week right now. First one is our next Blu-ray, a movie that I enjoyed the hell out of and I'm definitely going to buy. I'm sorry, I just said hell. Sorry, I just said it again.
It's okay.
Get the Gringo with Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
I really, really enjoyed this movie. I bought it 3 times when it was on DirecTV. Because I wanted to watch it once, and my dad wanted to watch it, and then I wanted to watch it again before it was gone. But I just, there's something about it, him being so, it's almost like a film noir kind of action-y movie, just where he's really gruff and cynical, and I just love when he's like that.
Right.
So it's a good flick. It's a fun watch.
Did you mention?
Next we have Hard to Kill on Blu-ray because everyone needed that.
Okay.
Oh, dude, I love Hard to Kill.
Really?
Yeah. No. It's not good.
Oh, okay.
If it has the word "kill" in it, I don't want to learn about it.
Holy shit!
No, but he's hard to kill, so he can't be killed.
Yeah, bullets bounce off of him.
Oh, great!
I remember this line from the movie, Bill. See if you remember this.
You remember me, viejo?
The main line from this movie is, and you can take that to the bank. The blood bank.
I will because say this, though.
William Sadler's the bad guy.
Yeah, he's a great bad guy. But Hard to Kill has one of the greatest gunshot sound effects ever for this show, Nowhere in Mulberry. And this is it. Awesome.
That is pretty good.
That is awesome.
Hard to Kill, I think Hard to Kill is probably his second best film, right behind Above the Law.
They're all horrible.
Well, they're all horrible in their own way, but they're still fun.
Yeah.
Next movie is actually just horrible. Just Cause with Lawrence Fishburne and Sean Connery.
A damn shame.
Yeah. the next Blu-ray is the one that's fighting with Get the Gringo for Blu-ray of the week. It's a film I didn't get to see in theaters, but I wanted to desperately, and I'm sort of glad I waited because now it's unrated, and it's Lockout.
I am speechless.
Oh, yeah, that's the Guy Pearce movie.
Maggie Grace, Peter Stormare.
I totally want to see that.
Yeah, I can't wait to check this one out because it just looks like an insane amount of fun. And Guy Pearce is just, come on, he's a badass.
Useful as a fart in a spacesuit.
No, he's awesome.
We love space stuff. Emma, you love space stuff too.
Yes.
And I'm so excited about the Spartacus guy. Remember we just read that?
I can't even put into words how excited I am about that.
When he's done with Spartacus, he's doing a sci-fi show in space. And every season, he said, is going to be on a different planet fighting these aliens or something.
Aliens!
Yeah, it sounds cool.
You done?
No, I'm not.
Moving on, next Blu-ray again. MGM is just whipping out the Chuck Norris canon films. Lone Wolf McQuade.
Get it on.
Lone Wolf McQuade. One of the silliest movies ever.
It has one of the best box arts I've ever seen because it's so awful. It almost doesn't even look like Chuck Norris, but it's like him set in that desert with the Utah desert with the like those things, those monuments that just kind of rise above the ground. But set behind that is this like sepia toned American flag.
So yeah, small judo man. Like,
it's just like this is one kick-ass patriotic man.
I'll always remember this moment in Lone Wolf McQuade, and it's the only thing I remember about it. He has this, like, he's a Texas Ranger or something in it, right?
Yeah, he is.
And that's where they got the idea for Walker, Texas Ranger, or at least they stole, you know, so, yeah, I'll be a Texas Ranger or something. But anyway, he has a supercharged, like, Bronco, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to kill Lone Wolf McQuade by digging a hole and putting him in his truck and his Bronco underground, and they cover it up in dirt.
That is just weird.
Yeah, they bury him alive, but in the scene, he's like, six-pack of beer, opens up the beer, takes a chug of it, throws it down, revs up his car, turns on the supercharger. It jumps out of the ground.
Yep.
Aw, oh, sweet.
Awesome. High five.
Yeah, it's easily one of the worst films I've ever seen, but yay, it's on Blu-ray, so that means I need it.
Thank you.
Here's the next film is a film that Emma should never see, even when she's adult, and that's Mean Streets.
Yeah, definitely
on Blu-ray. Yeah, we're just going to keep going.
Yeah, you should never see that.
Next Blu-ray is an excellent film that Emma should watch regularly, and it's Next of Kin with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Emma, you love Patrick Swayze, right?
Best thing about this movie, his brother, his kin, Liam Neeson.
That's right. Liam Neeson is in that.
Yep. Helen Hunt, Bill Paxton, Adam Baldwin.
And I'm going to tell Foggy not to play the Liam Neeson drop we play every week.
Ben Stiller is in this thing.
Ben Stiller is in that?
Yes, he is.
Whoa.
I mean, I've seen this movie so many times because it's one of my dad's favorites. He would always watch it when it was on VHS. He had like a series of films that he would watch in succession. Next of Kin, Overboard... what else would you always watch?
A pink elephant for my girlfriend.
So it was always good movies.
Really terrible 80s films.
Guys? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Emma?
Why don't you do any jokes on your show?
Any jokes? Whoa, okay, you've been on the show enough times and now you're critiquing? What do you mean? We're not being funny
enough? She's having fun, but it's not funny.
There's not enough jokes.
Not enough jokes. Why don't you tell me a joke?
Why did the banana cross the road?
Why?
So it can get into... So it couldn't split. That's all I have.
Okay. Emma. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I have another one. What happened when the banana went through a kind of gate?
What happened when the banana went through a kind of gate?
What? It was closed, so it turned into a banana split.
Ah.
See? It was body parts. Body parts.
Nice. Okay.
His feet was running.
What kind of hair do oceans have?
What?
What kind of hair do oceans have?
I don't know, dolphin.
Wavy.
That's pretty funny.
Uh oh, fart.
Hey.
That's awesome. All right, let's wrap this up, Bill. What else we got?
Did you fart, Raymond? All right. Let's say the last, yeah, the last Blu-ray of this episode is going to be, no, second to last, sorry. Singing in the Rain, the 60th Anniversary Edition, totally remastered from an HD source. Beautiful.
Singing in the Rain.
I had tickets to see it on in the theater.
No, that's Chocolate Rain.
What?
I had tickets to see this in the theater yesterday, and I couldn't go.
Oh, bummer, dude.
So disappointed. Well, you I was supposed to go at 2 o'clock. I couldn't make it. I checked to see if I could get a ticket at 7 o'clock, and they were sold out.
Oh, dude, that sucks.
Yeah, Turner Classic Movies was doing a special showing of it.
Well, you know who is a huge fan of Singing in the Rain.
Who's that?
Leon, the professional.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Do you remember?
Singing in the Rain.
Do you know who else is a huge fan of Singing in the Rain?
Me. Everyone!
Who is
okay,
it?
Okay,
okay. Slow down there, buddy.
Right, here's definitely the last Blu-ray, okay, I promise you. And it's the new Three Stooges movie.
Ooh.
I don't like it. I don't want to go see it.
You want to see that?
No.
Why not?
It's
ooh,
stupid.
Navy SEALs.
Well, you know what? This movie probably is stupid, but the classic Three Stooges movies, hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Okay, you don't have to see it. I'll go see it without you, okay? I'll get the Blu-ray.
Thank you.
So he'll leave you at home with baby. You'll have to take care of her all by yourself.
Yay!
Yay!
Wow. He's excited about that.
Seriously!
Now, Emma, I want you... it's time to say goodnight. Aww. And we have to... It's not fair to make Steven stay off the show the whole time. So why don't you pass it on to Steven? Because there's going to be some bad words coming up. And I don't want you to hear them. That's the easiest way I can tell you, okay?
Come on, Steven!
So go ahead and say goodnight to Bill.
Good night, Bill. Love
goodnight,
you.
Emma.
Aww, wait, she gave you.
What did she? Did she just blow me a kiss?
Yeah,
that's adorable. One right back at you.
Oh, baby's pulling on Steven's shoestring. Baby, knock that off. Leave him alone. She just likes your shoestring. She's really pulling on it too. Okay, I'm gonna pass it on to Steven. If Steven can even do the show anymore. All right, Emma, watch out. Don't trip over the cord. Why don't you get baby a treat and distract her from Steven's shoestring? Look at that. I wish I could show you this, Bill. It's hilarious. She's got Steven's shoestring just stretched out. She's trying to pull it out of his shoe, basically.
Because it's delicious.
Yeah, give her that big old milk bone, one that'll take her about 2 seconds to eat. It's so funny, Bill, when you give a dog a treat, it eats it so fast, it's like, where'd my treat go?
I totally forgot what I was chewing on.
Yeah, where'd it go? Where'd it go? It's like, dude, you ate it. It's gone. Don't throw it at Steven's shoes.
Have you gotten her any pig ears yet?
Yes, I got her these things, these dog ears. I don't know if they're actually made out of pig. Are they?
Yeah, normally they are. They're smoked pig ears.
Nice. She likes them.
Yeah, but they stink, though.
It's so funny. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you up. But, like, you'll give her one and she'll just start munching on it. But sometimes she doesn't want it and she goes and hides it.
Yeah, they hide it for later. Yeah, that's just the instinct. That's what they do. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
My dog still does that. That's like, I'll go to take his bedclothes out of his crate and I'll find stuff that I gave him 2 weeks ago. It's just like, oh, so that's where that went.
Heather, where did she get that little chew stick thing? It's like, oh, I gave that to her Tuesday or something.
You have to wonder if, like, they go back to it later. Like, oh, man, I hid that. Oh, I'm so hungry. Where'd it go?
Oh, and oh, yeah. Why are you in jail?
What? All right, Bill, that's the DVDs.
Yep, that's him.
All right, Bill, thank you for doing the DVDs this week.
You're so very welcome.
I am speechless.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week. Try the veal. And see you.
This is absolutely ludicrous.
All right, everyone. That was episode... What was this? Episode 259 of Nowhere Mulberry. I actually had to go look, Bill. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I think I labeled the last one 259 just because I was like, what do I label this one?
Thank you for listening to the show this evening and on via podcast. Go to nimpodcast@gmail.com. There you'll find a link to... Go to our email at nimpodcast@gmail.com. I'm so distracted by this damn dog. Go to noramulberry.com first, okay?
Yeah,
then you'll find a link to our forum where you can post on stuff that like that. Also, we have the Nowhere Mulberry Fan Club on Facebook. Join that. It's a lot of fun. You can follow each of us on Twitter, Bill. That'd be pretty sweet. Or you could leave us a voicemail at 1-206-202-1298. I finally memorized it. Pretty
nice.
Cool. So that's the show, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Bill, it's great having you guys back.
Sorry last for being late.
It was Entertainment Landfill last week.
This is official.
This is Nowhere Mulberry. Did you guys like the 1812 Overture, by the way?
I was waiting for the fireworks.
Yeah, but instead it was gunshots. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next time on Nowhere Mulberry. What kind of closeout is that? I've never done that before. All right, guys.
Jaystrom out.
All right, guys. That was the show. I'll see you next time. Later. Bye, Steven. Bye, Bill.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Emma. Say bye.
Bye.
You know what? This. You all suck. I quit.
Whoa, that's mean.
It's harsh.
You done?